The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Hey, there's even a fridge! This is great! You can put six packs of soda in here. Milk, yogurt, you can put candy bars in the freezer.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Hey, I tell you what, you can take a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up there, but wouldn't you rather take his word for it? No, I mean, you can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking your head up a butcher's ass, but then, no, it's got to be your bull.
Paul Perillo.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time.
That guy in a little coat. That guy in a little coat.
And Andy. And Andy?
You know where the weight room is?
Andy Hart.
Were you watching Spankrevision? Maybe you were watching a movie with that funny comedian. Oh, what's his name? Buddy Wackett?
Hey, that's a pretty girl down there.
Geez, I wonder if she goes out with one of the Yankees.
Eric Scalavino.
I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
I'm going to make a toast to the best bunch of freaks ever born. Maybe we weren't the smartest guys.
Maybe we spent a little too much time puking off balconies.
But we had fun, huh?
Yeah! All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. Oh, this is going to be a good show. We got Trevor Cole to talk about and Marquise Price and... all kinds of good guys.
Just so you guys know, Fred did not share that with us before the show.
No, he didn't.
No, we got a
very well done.
That was organic.
Busy day yesterday for the Patriots in free agency. I think it was a productive day. I think they got a lot of good quality depth. You know, nothing big, although Brandon Lloyd over the weekend, I think you could consider that a splash.
Nah.
Yeah, water came out of the pool on that one. But
a little bit.
You know,
I agree.
Nothing huge, but I think they also got some quality depth. And with the news about, with Mike Reese breaking the news about Logan Mankins today, we can see why one of those moves might have been made. But that we have all that to talk about. Of course, Tim Tebow, rumors are flying about Patriots being interested in Tim Tebow, one of the teams.
Because since the last show, Peyton Manning actually signed with a team.
That's correct. Peyton Manning is the Denver Bronco. Thank you, Eric. I forgot all about that.
Okay.
I slipped my mind completely. So we'll be here until 2 o'clock talking about all of that. Web radio at Patriots.com, 508-298-0398. And which one of you fine gentlemen, Andy, Paul, Eric, or, Matt's in the booth, want to talk about what the Patriots accomplished since the weekend? In terms of free agency,
nothing.
Well, are you okay?
I'm done.
Are you okay?
They,
you're like wobbling.
I'm freezing.
It is kind of cold in here.
I'm all huddled up. Here.
You're waddling around and you're like wobbling, like you're gonna fall off your chair.
Well, the chair is a little loose. I don't know.
Okay. Well, that is the one you sit in, so
right.
not that surprising.
But I am cold.
We are now up to 9.
You're cold too.
Signings.
Look at you. You get your arms in like that.
But I'm not going to fall off my chair any second. I'm like, you're wobbling around like a weeble.
Well, that's okay. I'm excited.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
That's a good point, Eric. That's two good points by you in an early going here. You're in the lead.
This is why PFW in Progress exists, for shows like today and for this time of the year when you turn on the radio and they're talking Boston Red Sox. I mean, that's ridiculous. You go on Boston.com and the hot topic is Red Sox. Please, who's making Red Sox a hot topic except for the editors of Boston.com? It's just nonsense. This is where it's at.
I would have lost because I would have guaranteed anything that the first rant of the show would have been Andy's. We'll get to that after we run down all the moves. But when we get back to Tebow, I'm going to predict an Andy rant.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of rants when we get back to Tebow, but... no, this is why
we're up to 9 signings of unrestricted free agents, you know, from other teams.
Okay,
so how many of those came since the weekend? I don't know. I've lost track. But yesterday they were coming fast and furious. You know, it started off with Daniel Fells, kind of from Sunday night into Monday, that became official tight end who last played, ironically, with Tim Tebow in Denver. Sort of a guy that's been on the Patriots' radar for a couple of years.
They had some
interest in him in 2010 when he was a restricted free agent for the Rams, and the Rams opted not to tender him, thus making him completely free. And the Patriots, I guess, were interested at the time. He ended up re-signing with St. Louis. He has had some production as a pass receiver. Andy, you had an interesting point from Pro Football Focus on him.
He's thought
to be a good blocker. Pro Football Focus says not so much.
Right, and that's them. That's totally on their analysis, their breakdown, and they obviously do every play, and they think he's overrated in that area. But I still think he adds good depth in that area.
Perfectly rounds out the tight end core.
I actually think it does.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you already had the best tight end core in football, and I think you probably added the best third tight end in football.
Well, that's what you're looking for, right? Why are you laughing?
Why is he laughing?
I think it's funny.
I don't know.
It's like, you know, like Rex Ryan used to call that stiff Wayne Hunter the best backup right tackle in the league. I mean, they have that? Best third tight end
in
football.
Very negative.
I know.
Very, very negative.
I'm not negative.
But that's actually a
role. I just thought it was a funny thing.
On a team like the Patriots,
that's
a role.
Right. And it was a missing person, last year.
Yeah, there was nobody there. It was your tackle. It was
tackles.
Jag off the street. It was,
I mean, we need Nate Solder's going to have to play the position he was drafted for this year, I would assume. Right?
Probably.
Yeah. Maybe.
Do you
probably
know something
if
I don't
Matt
know?
Light doesn't come back, yeah.
Yeah.
But if Matt Light comes back, no.
Then he might have to play right tackle again.
Right. Oh. He's going to play some offensive line position.
Yeah. Okay. One of the tackles, most likely.
That was one of the guys they signed since the weekend. Who's now
we've got Robert Gallery. Let's talk about Robert Gallery, biggest bust in the history of tackles.
Robert Gallery, Dante Stallworth, and
Marquise Cole.
Right. We're all
who's a
signed
good blitzer,
yesterday.
Apparently,
start off
based
with,
on Twitter. Fans from the Jets said he was a good sub blitzer. Oh,
so we have a Hedebo again.
Yeah, I guess
a special teamer who has a specialty of
Gallery
blitzing.
Might be the second biggest.
Yeah, Tony Mandridge.
Right,
but in that line,
Bill
was
all
in on him as the number two pick to the Raiders. Bill thought he was God's gift to tackle.
Everybody
like most
did.
People did.
Funny
thing is, he never even got to left tackle. He sucked at right and moved to
guard. He had the name Blue Chip next to him. I mean, everyone thought this guy was a sure thing.
And he comes from the Kirk Ferentz Iowa program, so there's
what
that tie-in.
With him?
He's not good.
No, but seriously, honestly, what?
I don't know. I don't watch a lot of
it. Why was everyone wrong?
I don't know.
A lot of injuries.
Injuries?
He's had groin problems more than once in his career.
He never made it to left tackle.
Yeah.
Never even made it to left tackle.
He wasn't what he was supposed to be. And I thought it was interesting listening, and Andy's right. Bill and Andy had a quote that he got from Bill from 2004 that he included in the blog post yesterday about Bill's infatuation with him. And obviously we were picking well down, and he was a top five guy. Ultimately he went two. So we were not in the picture. That was one of the guys that Bill felt free that he could talk about. Because knowing that we weren't at all in play for him. But Michael Hawley told a story yesterday on WEEI. And remember, that's around the time that he was here doing some of his legwork for Patriot Rain, I think, at the time. Or might have been shortly after that. But he was around, obviously. One of the scouts told him that he's the kind of guy that you take and you close your eyes at night knowing that for the next 10 years you'll never have anything to worry about at left tackle.
Right.
Right.
That's how good he was considered to be.
Oh, yeah. Some people literally called him the best left tackle prospect ever.
Ever.
And
never played one snap at left tackle. Or, you know.
Could be.
You know, never played at left tackle any significant time anyway.
No.
If he ever even got a snap there,
right tackle,
I'm not aware
moved
of
to
it.
Guard. And by all accounts, he was a decent guard. But it's one of those things. That's like when you draft a running back, and he's a pretty good fullback.
Right.
Well, I drafted him to be a running back, not a fullback.
But now the Patriots don't have to worry about that.
No. And I'm going with. And I said to Paul, I think Bill. One of the great things about him is his ego / stubbornness. It's been proven that Robert Gallery wasn't a tackle somewhere else, but I want to prove it myself. Maybe me and my system, I can get him back to. And he thought he was great.
Yeah, but he might be just simply getting him to be a guard.
He could be.
Yeah.
But I think in my – it's like me. I use the example. I always thought Johnny Davin sucked and was overrated. And I just stuck with it no matter what the facts tell me. I think Bill does that sometimes. This is a guy that I thought was great coming out of Iowa. I'm going to see if I can make him great or if there's still some diamond there underneath that I can – polish up. Or
it is what it is.
He's a backup guard.
I think that's
either
what
or.
It is.
But at least that he's proven. He can be a backup to starting caliber guard.
Right.
And you may need him because of Mankins' situation, which Fred touched on. He has a torn ACL now, and we knew that he had a significant knee injury.
Well, I'm still not clear on the reports confused me. Was it a partially torn or was it a completely torn ACL?
I don't think that ever came out. All we know is that he had ACL surgery.
Right.
Right. And he may or may not be ready, you know, at the start of training camp. Mm-hmm. I think he's a candidate to at least start camp on PUP.
Sure.
If not the season. So maybe Gallery provides you a little bit of insurance there, especially if you end up losing Brian Waters as well, although it certainly seems that most of the tweets about Waters now seem to be indicating the Patriots expecting back. There's no official word on that, but...
And
it looks
would
like,
be.
It looks
by
like
the way, any
back.
Of these signings other than the two that they announced yesterday, none of them are official yet either as far as the Patriots.
Right, they trickle in.
Well, no, they've had more than just
I haven't seen a release on Brandon Lloyd. I haven't received a release on Gallery. I haven't seen a release on...
they're probably half and half.
Yeah, I think there's about five of them that we've seen and some that we haven't. Right. Finene was not here.
And we haven't seen a release on him yet.
Yeah, but that's
because
he was
in American Samoa.
Yeah, he had to come here to take. As a matter of fact, he was supposed to have done that last night. I don't know if he did or not. I wouldn't be surprised to see a release on him today because I think that he hadn't gotten his physical yet, and you can't make the contract official until he gets checked out medically and all that.
Lloyd and Fels are apparently supposed to be here today to sign their contracts, according to Twitter.
What's that? Who?
Lloyd and Fels. Okay. Supposed to be here today to sign.
All right.
Why are you making faces?
No, I'm just thinking it would be nice if we could get a camera on it and, you know, put them through the car wash a little bit, the internal media car wash.
So young, so naive. We'll talk about that April. When's the
conference? Yeah. Summit April 11th.
Nice of you to leave some people off.
Who did I leave off? I know I forgot
certain
Lindsay Petrucci.
Yeah.
I forgot Lindsay Petrucci.
Well, we started talking about it today, and you weren't invited, Lindy. Sorry.
I did mean to invite her.
But anyway,
she can take my spot.
People are wondering what we're talking about. I have an annual content summit
where we pretend we're going to do all kinds of crap that the PR department will help us with.
We talk about
don't end up coming to fruition.
Yeah, but this year I'm going to bring forth examples of what other teams are doing to kind of.
And they'll bring forth examples of they win. We don't need your crap.
Well, okay, but just so you know, we're trying.
Okay, I like it. I like the effort.
I like that we're trying.
Just like I like Bill's effort. I just wish he would sign some playmakers, because I feel like we ended the season saying, they need some playmakers. And
we've
signed competition.
Yet to come. I think that Dante Stallworth can make plays. I think Brandon Lloyd can make plays.
Brandon Lloyd, I think, is a guy that could help you.
Can make plays, and being a playmaker are two different things, though.
I think Brandon Lloyd... You spent too much time with him, by the way.
I think
Brandon
really,
Lloyd can help the
audience. You shouldn't say Brandon Lloyd and Dante Stallworth in the same conversation.
No, I think Brandon Lloyd is much better, and I think Brandon Lloyd on this offense with Tom Brady and Josh McDaniels may have the best season he's ever had.
Or he may not. He had the best season he ever had, but he was the only option.
Do you mean statistically? Because I don't think there's any chance of that.
Why?
I mean, I don't
the
think
best
any
season
chance
was 85 catches, right?
I don't think there's any
like
chance
that.
He tops 1,500.
You don't think that's a lot?
No, it's great.
I don't
great,
think there's any chance he tops 1,500
yards.
Why
can't he do better than that? Why can't he do better than that?
Because I think as long as Welker and Gronkowski are here, he's not getting 1,500 yards.
How about touchdown production?
I don't know what his
touchdown. How about yards per catch?
No chance.
You know?
In my opinion, there's no chance he's going to get 1,500 yards. And that's his best year.
Yards per catch, though, average.
Yeah, I don't think that...
It was 15 and change, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was pretty significant that one. Yeah, that's his only really good year.
Right, when he was the guy. He was their weapon. And that's the only year he was
happy. That's my point.
He's not the guy
He was
here.
The focal point of everything they
he's
did that year, and he's going to be number three.
Guy. Well,
maybe four.
I think Hernandez is ahead of him. So I think he's the fourth option.
No, I think he's the – well – forget about tight ends. He's the number two receiver.
Well, you can't forget
right
about
now.
Tight ends because that's like 180 catches.
Especially when you want to talk about the way that we talk about
but
Aaron Hernandez.
Do we
Hernandez
really care if he has 1,500 yards as long as he's a reliable receiver for Tom Brady?
Absolutely not.
No.
But you're the one that made
but
the comment that he's going to have the
numbers.
Best year. And we just said statistically that's probably not going to happen.
And it's also an issue as to if he doesn't have big numbers, what is he?
Okay.
Does he turn into a DB that everybody says he
well,
could
that,
be?
That I would worry about. That's a legit concern. That's why he's been on six teams in 9 years.
Okay.
That's a legit concern because he will not be the focal point of this offense.
Sure. But on this team, he won't be, as we know. And
he said he won't be the focal point of the offense. You said, but on this team, he won't be.
No, as far what? Being a DB.
You're damn skippy.
Wait a minute. How do you
know?
Say that?
I'm saying it. And how do you know he's not going to be productive?
I didn't say he wasn't going to be productive.
And we said he wouldn't have the numbers.
My rating of him being production means helping this team win, being reliable target for Tom Brady.
Sure.
You know, I think he on day one becomes the number two wide receiver on the team. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Number two wide receiver, but number four option.
No, okay, that's fine.
But you said he was going to have more than 85 catches and 1,500 yards. It's not.
Now I'm with you.
Wait a minute. Did I ever say that? I said his best season was 85 catches, so it's not crazy to think that he might do better than that.
I think it is.
Oh, I think unless you have major injury issues, I think
now you're talking about having four guys with 85 or more catches.
Or you lost Gronkowski or you lost Welker for the year.
Or disaster struck.
All right.
And I don't want disaster to strike.
Or maybe you don't have to rely on Gronkowski as much, and maybe his totals go down.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I would rather rely on Gronkowski.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd rather have it, you know, spread the ball around so you're not, you know, having to do that.
Well, they spread ball around in 07, but Randy Moss.
It was Moss and Welker in 07, wasn't it?
And Stallworth. And
Stallworth caught 50 passes.
And Gaffney. You know. So they spread
like
the
it, I like it.
They spread the ball around, but
you're talking about four guys, right?
They spread the my point is they spread the ball around, but Randy Moss still had a record-setting season.
And you're talking about four guys that they spread it to, right?
Yeah,
right.
Okay,
but so the other two guys that you spread it to had about 40 or 50 catches.
Yeah, not 80,
not 85.
But that's fine.
And 1,500 yards.
As long as he's reliable, productive, not dropping half the balls thrown his way, I'm good with that.
Yeah, is that a shot at
that's
anybody?
Okay.
That felt like a shot at somebody. Was that a shot at somebody?
No.
Who may or may not be on Twitter?
It's a shot at anyone who's not a reliable target for Tom Brady.
It's funny, because this argument erupted before we even got to the point at which I thought the argument would erupt. The one we had in your office yesterday where you said, I think Branch is on his way out, and then said, but the offense is better. And we got into an argument because we're not sure how much better the offense is if he fills in for Branch.
I said it could mean Branch is on the way out, but the way I look at it now is, as far as wide receivers go, you had Welker and Branch, and what Lloyd does is he slides into that number two. Everybody else slides down, and you're a better team.
So, but here's what Andy and I disagree with you. If Branch is back, everybody else slides down. If Branch is out and Lloyd's in, nobody moves.
You don't think that, and you're marginally better. I think you're probably right. I think he can get open more than Branch can.
I think Lloyd is significantly better.
Lloyd is better than Branch right now, I think.
Yes.
But nobody slides down. Everybody stays in their same spot from last year. Lloyd replaces Branch.
And that makes you better.
By a little.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about that.
So we've overrated the whole relationship between Brady and Branch. That's irrelevant now.
Let's put it this way.
What happened last year is what you're basing it on,
and
right?
He had a solid year.
No, he sure did.
He was just,
and when
he
Brady
was just inconsistent.
And when Brady
I think Lloyd could be more consistent.
And when Brady gave him the little nod, they connected on a 40-yard pass.
And by the way, what is there, 2 years difference
in Ocho Cinco in Denver. So, I mean, you know.
Oh, come on, Fred.
Are you freaking kidding me?
They had one connection the whole year.
So now we're poo-pooing Branch. I just want to clarify. He's not under contract, so you're diminishing
everything
he's ever
done
for this
team. What I'm saying is I think Brandon Lloyd is not just a little bit better, I think significantly in terms of where they are in their
careers. He's had one season in his career that's been better than
where
what Branch has.
Where they are in their careers, I think Lloyd definitely is an upgrade to Branch. Definitely. Not even a question.
Yeah, okay.
Yes or no?
I have questions.
Yes or no?
I think it's marginal. I have questions.
And I have questions. Is he a DB that Brady hates?
He's been on six
teams.
Which
would be the exact opposite of Branch. Oh, God.
As long as we're bringing rationality to the argument.
He's in a place where he wants to be.
Can we get to the Andy explosion that I want to happen?
But you think these guys are wired so that whatever they think in April or March is the same as what they think when the poop hits the fan in September and they have no catches.
Poop ain't going to hit the fan here.
Yeah, it might. Because he might not have catches.
All that has to happen is Tom Brady looks his way once and he's not where he's supposed to be and the poop will hit the fan.
He'll have catches. He's very comfortable with Josh McDaniels. Josh McDaniels, as you guys told me,
it doesn't matter how comfortable he is with the offensive coordinator. It only matters how comfortable he is with the quarterback.
He's comfortable with the offensive coordinator asked him to do in the past.
Taylor Price was very comfortable with the offensive coordinator.
And
he wanted to get him more touches, and he was cut like a month later.
And
correct.
Good point, Andy.
And with the knowledge that the offensive coordinator has with this guy, do you think they've signed him if he said, no, don't sign the guy?
But it works somewhere else. Doesn't mean it's going to work here. Do you not agree that Brady is sensitive and particular in terms of his targets, his receivers, his rapport?
I do, and I believe.
Why did you blow it in your hand?
I'm
before
freezing.
You
I do, and I also believe that Josh McDaniels knows that. He knows Tom
but
Brady.
But here's my point,
that's,
Fred.
That's
you know, Josh McDaniels, who supposedly went weeks without talking to Tom
Brady. That's a huge advantage that we're not talking about, is the fact that Bill O'Brien left, Josh McDaniels comes in, you don't miss a beat, and you have knowledge now that...
No one's talking about
the,
that?
Of the team that...
Right under
was,
the radar.
In this conversation, Josh McDaniels is a huge factor in bringing Brandon Lloyd here.
Sure. I agree. Now, but that doesn't tell me anything of how he's going to connect with Tom Brady, and that's the only thing that matters.
It does tell me what Brandon Lloyd. I mean, what Josh McDaniels might think of Brandon Lloyd.
What did Bill Belichick think of Chad Ochocinco?
He also knows of Tom Brady.
Loved him.
Or Taylor Price.
Perfect.
Or anybody else.
No, but at least he knew as a pro level of Chad Ochocinco, and he thought he would work. He didn't. Right.
Let me ask you this.
Josh McDaniels has worked with both of the players that you just mentioned, right. Brady and Brandon Lloyd.
Never together.
That, to me, weighs to the he'll work out side.
We all like the Brandon Lloyd
signing. You know, right?
Okay?
Yes. We're looking for some evidence.
But I don't think it's a set in stone.
Oh, nothing is set in stone.
Well, I think Deion Branch is set in stone. He and Brady
My question
have a
to
rapport.
You keep saying this whole thing is a significant
whatever
upgrade.
Whatever Deion Branch did last year, do you think he'd be same, better, or worse? In 2012.
Similar.
Probably about the same.
Because I don't think he can lose much more physically.
I think he's an inconsistent guy at this point.
But
and that's
why
I like...
he's lost it physically.
Right.
He's not as fast and quick as he once was.
And that's why I like the signing.
How
I
much
think
more
Lloyd,
is he going to lose?
I like the Lloyd signing for that reason. I think he might, if he works, might provide more consistency than Branch. But my question to you would be, who do you think Brady feels more comfortable with right now, Branch or Lloyd?
Branch.
I would have to say Branch.
Right.
I would hope so. I was surprised at the pause.
So let's just, well, yeah, I mean, just it just shows
just
you the length.
At you for a minute.
It shows you the Perillo-like length that he'll go to try to just go down swinging in his
but
argument.
But we've got a whole off season together. So,
exactly.
You know.
It might work. It might not.
Now, is Brady going to work out with him in the off season?
Oh, sure. Once
he'll be here in August.
Once the OTAs start, absolutely. You know?
I want to reiterate, and I think that we all feel the same way. I think the Lloyd signing made all the sense in the world. He clearly wants to be here. He has success with McDaniels. McDaniels and Belichick know he can do it in this system, but it was Kyle Orton. I do want to say that. It was not this quarterback. So how it unfolds here remains. Maybe he will catch 85 passes. I would be very surprised if he's that productive. I think he will be a complimentary part, and my concern with that will be, I know Deion Branch was fine being a complimentary part. I don't know that Brandon Lloyd will be.
Winning is all.
What if they don't win? Then what happens?
Well, then there's other problems. I mean,
it won't
Brandon
be,
Lloyd
it won't
is
be Brandon
the,
Lloyd.
Brandon
Eminem.
Lloyd is the least of your worries if they're not winning.
Winning.
What else? I like this other kid. The next Mike Vrabel,
Scott. Trevor Scott.
Trevor Scott. People are comparing him to Mike Vrabel. We've heard that before.
Yep.
But again,
Ed Block Courage Award winner.
Yep. That's always good.
Two sacks against the Patriots, right? So that's Bill always good. Likes that eyeball test. He's got a little Andy in him there too,
right? So you know, little what's this now? I'm looking at a lot of emails coming in.
You're easily distracted.
All right,
but we do like Brandon Lloyd. So let's. I don't want this to get off the tracks to another thing that you're going
to
try to create.
If you didn't, my goodness.
No, I think that they needed another wide receiver, and I think that he was, you know, based on what was available at the time, probably as good an option as any.
He doesn't worry you at all.
He does worry. He worries me a lot for that reason.
He does that. That does worry me.
And
sure.
I am more worried after the Greg Bedard piece, because there's one thing to, you know, piece it together. He's been on a lot of teams, and everybody had heard the rumblings that he, you know, had some issues, blah, blah. But then when people are willing to put quotes to it, even though they were unnamed, and say things like bipolar, and that worried me. Because if you think a guy is legitimately bipolar, you think it's a legit issue. It's not just, I mean, that's a step above diva. That's a step.
Right.
And I just have combined that with the difficulty fitting in with Brady that we've seen young guys and old guys have.
Yeah, I see.
I'm concerned.
And you should be. And so should Belichick when he was thinking about signing him. So the first thing I do is go, you know, Josh, what's the deal with this guy? You know, level with me. What are we doing here? And I'm sure that conversation took place.
I agree.
But Josh saw a guy who was highly productive and happy, because he was the focal point of the offense. So Josh doesn't have what Lovie Smith saw in Chicago, or Joe Gibbs saw in Washington, or Mike Nolan saw in San Francisco.
If you asked Bill Belichick for that similar question, somebody else, Randy Moss, after 2007, he'd have one interpretation, correct? Would he have a different one after 2010?
No, but I think going in, they
you don't.
Do
you think he would have the same answer?
Yes, I think going in, they knew this is Randy Moss. This eventually could happen. And at the first signs of it happening, we're going to have to make a decision.
But that's my point. In 07, there were no signs.
I know.
In 10, he traded.
Right. And when they did, they got rid of him.
No. You're missing the point. Josh saw the 07 version of Moss / Lloyd. He didn't get to hang around long enough, part of his own doing, to see the bad. So you can only go by what you see, right?
Right.
Where you are in that time.
And I think there might even be more at stake, because if you move on from Branch, and I'm not convinced that they have done that, by the way, yet. But if you move on from Branch, you're relying on Lloyd to be a significant part of your offense. Because Branch was a significant part of the offense.
But it's
last
not
year.
Necessary to move on from Branch to have both Lloyd and Branch on the team. That's not out of the question.
No, I just said I am not convinced that they've moved on from Branch.
Yeah. I actually think he's going to be back.
Yeah.
And then I say, if that happens, Freddie, your whole trickle down effect is 100% in play. Now you have guys in smaller roles, but better players in those roles than you had last year.
And
that's a good thing.
You know, I would hope, and knowing how smart those guys are in the football operations here, I would hope that in this lead up to signing Brandon Lloyd, which, you know, it's been quite a while. He's been talking about becoming a Patriot
I think it's pretty clear that they said, you go out and see what kind of offers you get, and then, you know, you come back to us.
But I would hope that whether it's McDaniels or Belichick said to him, you know, you're not going to be number one here, just so you know. You know, we've got some other guys here.
Yeah, but you know how that works. He goes, I know.
Yeah, no.
But then when they see
I'm going to be the number one. Yeah. I'm going to be the number one.
You know how that works.
When they see me, wait till they get a load of me.
Yeah.
You know, thanks, Joker.
So I'm hoping the Patriots
Paul
did.
Paul really cracked himself up for that one.
I was laughing at Eric's response.
I'm assuming the Patriots did their due diligence with this guy. I think talent-wise, he's on day one the number two wide receiver on the team.
Sure.
And whether that makes him the number four target, I'm fine with that.
And I'm fine with an offense in which he gets 90 catches for 1,600 yards.
I am, too.
As the number four option.
I am, too. If that happens,
that is going to be the most fun season to watch ever.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I don't care about the spreading around crap.
Now.
I like it.
Now, here's the question.
Uh-oh.
When Tebow's on the field, okay, Brady's taking the – what do we do with Tebow? How do we integrate him into the offense?
The chapter.
Because
if you thought we got wound up in the first 20 minutes.
I got a lot of...
Lunch has just arrived. We're going to have to save
I got
this.
A lot of hate tweets yesterday
I would take Tebow from Andy Hart.
And people said, well, why would you do that? That's stupid.
I'm taking the ball out of
Tom Brady's hands. I said, why?
Not necessarily.
Right.
I'm on your side, though, with this, Fred. I would take Tebow and not necessarily to be as a quarterback.
Right. Now, as long as he's good with that. So we're going to talk about that and everything else. Matt, you okay with going to a break? Yeah, he says yes. So we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about Tim Tebow and everything else. Dante Stallworth, we really haven't talked about after this.
Dear business traveler, high in the sky, it's for important work that you do fly. But on JetBlue, we've made your job more fun, with free DirecTV to play when your tasks are done. And with 40-plus nonstop straight from Boston, you won't have layovers to cities like Austin. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Luana, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand by flying JetBlue for business. Book now at JetBlue.com/business. DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey, what's that?
A Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate with a turbo shot of espresso.
So you're making a statement about the duality of mankind, in that we can be warm and cozy, yet intense and energetic. That's quite the dichotomy you've exposed.
Actually, it's just really delicious.
Charge up your Dunkin' hot chocolate with a Turbo Shot. Add some espresso to your favorite cup of chocolate comfort today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Mmm, these Dunkin' sausage pancake bites are so good. I love how they wrap tasty sausages in yummy pancakes. Actually, I believe they took yummy pancakes and filled them with tasty sausages. Huh. You say pancake sausage bites, I say sausage pancake bites.
Try Dunkin' Donuts sausage pancake bites. Your favorite breakfast flavors together in one delicious bite. Grab three for just $1.59. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're gonna miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
So I think, you guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right?
Ooh, no.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pabs!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pabs!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help. I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go, Pats. With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open!
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation and account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club story time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
And now, story time with Fred Kirsch.
I had this dream. I was in this, it was sort of like a cafeteria setting with big glass windows. And a lot of people there were people that we worked with and like on the travel party. So we're looking and there's this weather coming and it's like dark clouds and it turns into this tornado. So I'm like, everybody get away from the windows. We get away from the windows and trees are coming down, but luckily nothing happened. So then that passes and then we decide that, okay, dinner is coming soon, but a lot of us wanted to work out after dinner, so this cafeteria turns into a hotel. And now a lot of us have to go up in the elevator to get our gym stuff, because after we eat, we're going to work out. So we get in the elevator, and it's a bunch of people, and one of them's Gino. And Gino has no pants on, Gino Capoletti. And his unit is attached to his hip.
Hello.
And it was like,
hello.
It was like a weird deformity, like that no one ever knew about, but there it was. It's like, and my thoughts going through my mind was, how does he like explain that to women?
Why are you having dreams about Gino's unit?
Thanks, it was attached to his hip.
I don't care where it's attached. Why are you thinking about his unit?
I don't know. It was just a weird dream.
That was Story Time with Fred Kirsch.
Next week, you're going to tell Gino this story, right? Please.
No. And you better not bring it up either, Cole. All right. Welcome back to PFW in Progress. We're talking everything Patriots as we do every Tuesday and Thursday here on Patriots.com radio in the off season. Boy, this is what this show was made of. Made for all this free agent talk. Patriots very, very active so far. 9 free agent signings, all adding quality depth, and in one case, a huge playmaker to the team in Brandon Lloyd. We haven't talked even about Anthony Gonzalez, who, according to Bill Polian, whose opinion we all value. And says that this could be a huge signing if obviously he stays healthy. But, you know, we haven't even talked about him in the mix, you know, for a minimum veteran salary, I guess he's going to make. So
$701,000.
High reward, low risk. And you don't have to pay him unless he makes the roster.
Which he probably won't.
And I'll be surprised if he does, yeah.
Oh, we'll see.
Don't you think Bill Polian's just fluffing up the guy he wasted a first-round pick on?
I think right now he can't say enough bad things about the Colts. So I think that's what it's all about.
Could be, too.
But yeah. Saying that if he stays healthy is like saying, if I had a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, I might have made it.
Right. That has been his problem. So, Stallworth, what do you think he's got left?
Not much.
Not a lot.
No?
No.
Faster than Deion Branch?
Probably.
Yeah. So that's something.
not probably. He's definitely faster than Deion
Branch.
Yeah.
I mean, what I remember of Stallworth is that he wasn't...
Yak was what I remember
yes,
from him.
Yes, exactly. He wasn't a long bomb threat. He was yards after catch. Exactly, right. Eric.
And Yak. He talked all the time.
Oh, okay. Yakety yak.
I didn't think he was all that good when he was here the first time. I didn't think he had great hands. I didn't think he was much of a route runner. And now, what are we, 5 years later, what are you really expecting?
Well, I mean, we'll see.
How old is he now? I mean, because he was like, what, mid-20s back then?
Yeah,
mid to late 20s. He was probably 27, yeah. So he's now 32-ish.
I liked him a lot here.
He's a really nice guy.
Well, I mean, personally, I really liked him, but I thought he was better than Andy did. I agree with Andy on the hands. I didn't think he had great hands for a wide receiver.
No,
but
like
I thought he made a lot of plays for that team. I thought he was an underrated, important piece to that offense because I do think that he did a lot of the things that we complain that we don't have now.
Right.
In terms of occupying safeties. I think that he did that a lot that year where, you know, even on games that he wasn't a huge part of statistically, I thought his presence kept teams honest. And I thought having him with Moss, now, Andy's right, 5 years later, and oh, by the way, he has not combined for as many catches as he had as a Patriot in the 1 year since he left. What you're going to get out of him at this point, I don't think you can really expect a whole lot. Like Gonzalez, I really think it's probably, 50-50 shot that he even makes the roster. Do you think it's that high? I think there's a very good chance that these guys provide some competition, and they needed competition at that position, but especially if they end up going to wide receiver in the draft at all early.
Right.
I think these guys are probably long shots to make the roster.
Wither Ochocinco.
Put them in the same category.
Yeah.
Why not just bring them to camp? Let all these guys
let them fight it out. I agree with Paul too. I think they should and will draft a wide receiver in rounds one or two, and that'll just make it even more competitive for these older veterans to even make the roster.
508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Let's go to the phones. Dwight is in Alabama. Hey, Dwight.
Hello.
Roll Tide.
Andy, shut up.
He could be a war eagle. How do you know?
He doesn't like either. He's the only guy in the state of Alabama that doesn't like either.
Long time no hear. Hopefully everything is going well where you are.
Tremendous. How about you?
Great. I just got out of class. So let me ask you a couple of questions. Could it be possible that with all these signings of these wide receivers, New England could, I'm just saying hypothetically, sign all of them and keep all of them and have so many different versions of offenses that it'll take defenses forever to figure out?
Well, the problem is it also makes it complicated for the guys. I think Brady could handle it.
Plus, I mean, how creative do you want to get if it involves removing Hernandez, Gronkowski, and Welker from the field? I mean, you start with that as your base offense. Those three guys you want on the field at all times.
And there is something to be said about overthinking it.
Right.
You know,
I don't think I mean, Rob Gronkowski is coming up the greatest season ever for a tight end. Assuming he's healthy, you want him on the field at all times and him as an option in your passing game. So I don't think you want to get overly creative and take some of those guys off the field. So these guys, to me, are fighting for fourth, fifth, sixth option.
Yeah, I think Stallworth and Gaffney did a great job in their roles in 07. And it's been difficult for New England to try to find replacements for them since those guys left. Mm-hmm. I mean, now Hernandez is kind of emerged, as you said, as the third guy in that rotation. They still would like the fourth, though, because when they had the four options in 07, it was great.
Right.
And if they can get that fourth option again.
Which is why some people got excited when the Redskins signed a couple receivers that maybe they could get Jabbar Gaffney back and bring the band all back together.
Well, and I'm also assuming that Lloyd is that fourth guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, now that's four guys that I would think that.
He still has to pass the JG test.
But in any passing situation, I would assume those four guys are going to be on the field. That only leaves one other guy. You only have five.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's only five eligible receivers on any given play. So, I mean, just sheer mathematics tell you Ocho, Gonzalez, Stallworth, Underwood.
They can't all make
it. They can't all make it.
Right.
True. I was just asking.
Yep.
I'm just asking as a fan of the show, could it be possible that y'all could get a Ustream account and show your shows live?
Well, we wouldn't even need to do that if we wanted to. We have actually automated cameras right here in the studio. If we wanted to, we could show us. But I think after the initial novelty of it, it would get kind of boring.
Watching Paul eat a pepperoni calzone day.
Yeah. I mean, if we had a producer that could, like, show B-roll, like, if we, like, for example, if we started just talking about Anthony Gonzalez, somebody could put B-roll up of him.
Matt's upset.
Matt thinks he could do that. But,
that was a follow-up shot.
And I'm sure he could, but you have to be consistent with it. So I don't know. I just don't think it's worth the effort. I mean, you really think you're missing much not seeing our mugs?
Yeah, you didn't see me suck down two cookies while you were talking?
I was just asking. It wasn't nothing serious.
Okay.
All right. But y'all have a great show the rest of the way, and see you later.
Talk all right. Dwight from Alabama.
Thanks, Dwight.
Thanks
for
calling.
It sounds like Tim. There's a little Tim comparison there. Tim from Pensacola.
Pensacola?
A little bit. They
do touch, right? You didn't like Tim, though, right? No. I didn't say he was a douchebag like Tim. I just said they kind of sound the same.
So before we went to the break.
UT's Tim Tebow.
Yeah, and RL says, all jokes aside, if Tebow has good hands, do you think he could be a beast of a tight end like Gronk?
No. Could he be a versatile weapon? Maybe, because he is big. He's pretty athletic. He can run people over, break all that. But Gronk just came off what I just said, the greatest tight end season ever. He has ridiculous hands, ridiculous size, body control, everything. Tebow's just going to roll out of bed, and I know he's God's gift to everything, but he's just going to roll out of bed and be better than Gronk.
Lance J says, I've been hearing that the Patriots might be interested in Tebow. I get why everyone seems to think that. But what do you guys think about Tebow as a tailback? Maybe a role just like Brad Smith with the Jets. I don't want all the religious people dragging their crap to us like they did in Denver. Your thoughts, please.
I like him as a short yardage option. Goal line situations.
Sammy Morris.
That kind of thing. He has the threat to run. He has the threat to throw in a limited space. You're not asking him to throw
bombs. To hit a receiver.
No, you are asking him to hit a receiver.
Oh, then I don't agree with the throwing part.
But you know, in a limited package like that, I think he'd be fine.
Sure. Mark Edwards or him.
And he'd be unique.
Nathan says, I hope to all things holy that we sign Tebow. My reason for hoping that Tebow was on the team is simple. Not because we could use a quarterback, running back, fullback, or team later, but because I would love for Andy to have to interview him daily. And I want to hear Tebow tell Andy, God bless, and Andy will have to smile and take it.
Well,
suck it, big head.
I wouldn't interview him daily because he wouldn't be relevant.
Oh, he'd be relevant.
The 52nd player on the roster is not
relevant. You know, I have to say one thing.
And it would be, have a blessed day.
I have to say one thing.
Bless this.
You know, for Tebow, you know.
Don't circumcise
with it, with the enormity of Peyton Manning signing in Denver, you know, all the focus, at least as much focus right now at this moment, is on Tim Tebow. And it's not of his making. He hasn't gone out and made any statements or anything like this. This is a complete media creation right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tebow has done nothing to create this right now. So all these people about, you know, oh, you know, he needs all the attention. Tebow has done nothing at this moment to create the whole Tebow thing that's going on. And
the prototypical Tim Tebow file defense right there.
On NFL.com, they've got a Tebow stock watch.
Okay.
You know?
Let's address this for a second.
Okay.
Paul's going to set me straight.
No, no, no. I have a question to ask because I have not
I was 14.
I have not followed this as closely as you have. Where are people right now, today or yesterday, saying that this is unbelievable, this Tebow seeks out all this attention?
Oh, some of the critics say that.
No, no, no. Today?
All the time.
Well, yesterday?
All the time. All the time.
See, the Tim Tebow defenders.
I am the worst Tim Tebow
you always
critic
say
ever,
who's...
and I haven't accused him of anything this week.
And I haven't heard anybody say, my God, that Tebow, he just can't stand being out of the limelight. I haven't heard one person this week. Now, you know how you always say to me, who is he arguing with? The Tim Tebow backers have arguments against things that don't exist. The only argument against Tim Tebow that's consistent, football-wise, is that he can't play quarterback. A lot of people don't think he can throw. But this is what you get all the time. It's not his fault.
To me. Yeah, he pointed at Fred.
It's not his fault that the media, absolutely not his fault that the media fawns all over him. They're grabbing onto a story that's unbelievably unique. We don't have these kinds of stories in sports
ever.
In general.
Right.
But
a guy
certainly
gets
not
the
in
highest
football
level without the
ability to do that
job.
The number
don't
one job.
Don't blame Tim Tebow is my point.
Never.
And I would say that very, very few do.
Oh.
There is some religious backlash that Eric has talked about that I think is accurate. There are people that are sort of anti his message, and I think he gets criticized by those people. But in terms of football, the people that don't think he can play quarterback have nothing against his spotlight or podium or worship and on all this stuff. It's about football. But they bring it into this other thing that I don't really think exists.
Alex from Philly says, well, with the Peyton now signed, that circus is over, and a new one will take its place called Oh, Where Will Tim Tebow Go? To Tim Tebow haters like myself, this is the vindication I could only dream of last season because of those Tebow ball washer apologists. Although I would have loved to see him fall on his face as a starter for the entire season this year, now that he has been placed on the trading block, we'll see how the rest of the league values him as a quarterback. And ultimately, when he gets traded for a seventh-round pick to some team that wants or needs to sell tickets, I will tell all those Tebow jockstrokers that I know, I told you so. On to Patriots news. Nothing really surprised me with signing so far. Bill did what Bill does, re-sign our own Jags and sign some new Jags. Other than Lloyd, who could have a big impact, I don't see anyone else that could potentially do that, especially on defense. What do you guys think about some of the moves they made anyway? Still keeping my fingers crossed for the draft. Come on, pass rusher.
Fanene and Gregory are good signings. They add what? How have you exactly? They add good depth to the defense, but they don't add to the top of the depth chart.
No.
They add to the middle of it.
Right.
And we're looking for playmakers. That's what we said. Defense needs playmakers.
What are you
they
kidding
didn't
me?
Get any of those.
Well, I think somebody said, I forget who said it, whether it was somebody from the Globe or whatever, but if you're a fan, a Patriots fan, March, April, May, you know, that's not when it's cool to be a Patriots fan.
Right.
It's great to be a Patriots fan when the games count. That's when we have our season. A lot of other teams, this is their Super Bowl right now, these free agent signings and all this stuff. Fine. We'll concede March to the Washington Redskins. We'll take January and February. Thank you.
Well, at least January. The Giants have February.
I think the Patriots have been as active as anybody this year. This year is really kind of an outlier to me.
Active.
Nine players in the first
relative term.
In the first week.
The one difference is they just decided that instead of signing the Jags in late March and early April, we'll sign the Jags early.
We'll get it over with. Which tells me they've targeted.
We'll go
players.
Out and target Jags.
Jags.
I think they targeted Jags all along. They did it quicker this time.
John from Bethesda, Maryland says, I swear the only reason I'd want Tebow was for Vince Wilfork to have someone to practice falling on. I can't stand the guy. I hope they trade him to the UFL.
I hear you, bro.
Didn't that go out of business? The UFL, huh?
Didn't it go out of business? No. You have to throw in that league, too.
Certainly
can't play in the Arena League because you really have to throw in that league.
Tim in Fresno, California, please
Canada.
Stop all the Tebow talk.
Run around.
No, 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 and again, no. We have had a pretty good start to the season. Let's get some people on defense. So,
and that would be?
I don't know.
At this point, I'd like to know who fans are targeting.
Yeah. Mario Williams is gone.
Webb seems
Cameron
to
Wimbley's
still be
gone.
A Red Bryant is gone.
Red Bryant.
I can't believe Red Bryant was ever
top five.
But, I mean, there's not a lot of lust-worthy defensive. I mean, I think fans are starting to say, okay, now Bill's going to use
draft.
Picks.
Draft, yeah.
We're going to get
somebody
right.
merciless Baron.
John has a free agent limerick. He says, Bill's free agent signings came up fast as he bolsters the team's middle class. For stars, fans are pining, but for depth, he's signing. Oh, and Eric's still a pompous ass.
Those are good, those limericks.
Which, and tip of the pen to Paul in London for the Eric tie-in. P.S., hopefully some Irishman threw up on Andy on St. Patrick's Day. Did that happen?
Screw you, John. No, I was busy in London.
I'll tell you, it really is. I mean, St. Patrick's Day is a close second to New Year's for, you know, amateur day. I walked out. I had the coaches' clinic on Saturday and Sunday, by the way. Great success. And I went to...
this is his best show ever.
What's the guy's name that has the restaurant here, the country singer?
Toby Keith.
Toby Keith. I went to his bar afterwards. We had a couple beers. And,
you and Toby?
I walked out at 7:30 in the evening, and someone had already thrown up all over Patriot Place. I mean, 7:30 in the evening. You know.
Yeah, but it's St. Patrick's Day.
Did anybody get
when
hit by it?
No.
Oh, no, never mind. It was at Patriot Place.
Right. Was Maury here on Saturday?
It was actually packed.
Five people?
No, it was packed. Seriously. It was packed.
Seriously.
But, I mean, I can't believe the people that just, like, they just can't.
Andy, you've really disappointed me.
Why?
Because I really wanted a rant.
Well, you were ranting.
No, I wanted your rant about Tebow.
I don't have a rant about Tebow. My rant
Tebow
is
I'm going to set you up and see if I can get you going then. On Friday, Andy and I, you know, as we do.
You want me to rant about the media?
Yes.
People who stole from us.
Yes.
Like John Clayton and the Crap Sheet. So the two major networks, NFLN, because Crap Sheet is now associated with them, and ESPN. Everybody gives John Clayton, he brought up the idea that Tebow could go to New England, or he read it on Patriots.com on Friday. It was Samsonite's Make Your Case Friday. And by the way, 32% or so don't want him.
It's too bad we couldn't get him to rant.
We gave four options, and the leader, when I checked, was don't want him. Close second was want him, but not as a quarterback.
I think at this point, I looked this before I came down, 52% said they didn't want him in some form. You know, if we add up the two yeses against the two noes.
So 52, they don't want him.
Right. 52% said they don't want him.
Paul, you are dead wrong.
But I
fans
think,
are smart.
But I think 48% wanting him is significant, considering
that
you have
Tom
Brady.
It shouldn't be anywhere near that close.
Why? Take him as a Jag.
That's what
I said. A Jag what?
A Jag H-back tight end. But I don't think he'd come. I think, you know, if he wants to be a quarterback, see you later.
Well, he doesn't have a choice.
And that's fine.
If he gets traded for. And he's not going to, I mean, I think he has too much respect for Bill to have a wildcat strike and not show up if you were traded.
Well, before you make the trade, you say, Tim, are you okay coming here?
No, you don't. You trade for him. He's a nobody. No. I am not clearing any trade with Peyton freaking Manning. I mean,
you mean Tim freaking Tebow. I am. I'm saying
Manning's on every screen in
Tim,
here.
Tim, we're interested in training for you, but this is what we have designs for you, and no way, I'm not doing it. Okay, well, we're not going
to Well, then I would trade for him anyway, stamp his contract to the wall, and say, retire, you're done, I hate you.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I couldn't get him to get on a rant.
Right.
Couldn't do it.
You really would check with him?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
In this case, I would.
You check with Dwight Howard. Are you going to resign? Because you're a great player. I'd like to. You don't check with Tim Tebow.
But you're not,
he has done nothing
in this
league.
You're not thinking of making Dwight Howard a point guard. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be asking him to do something that,
can play center. So why would you want to change him?
I'm going to ask him to do something he can do. I don't want to ask him to do something he can't do, which is play the quarterback position in the National Football League.
But if I'm going to change positions to that drastic a measure, I think in this case
he was a team player, hardest worker I've ever seen.
You know, I don't want to. If he still thinks that, you know, I really like to go somewhere where I can have a shot. Yeah. At being the starting quarterback.
I think he probably does feel like that.
Right.
He probably feels like he wants to go to Jacksonville as opposed to New England because he wants to be able to play quarterback.
I don't blame
him. Is he blind? Does he not realize when he throws the ball, it doesn't go where it's supposed to? That more than half the time, it is not completed to his receivers.
Do you think he can get better?
No.
Yeah, that's where I disagree with you.
I know, and it's ridiculously dumb and ignorant to think that.
I don't think he can get better
enough. He's been trying to get better forever.
I think he got better last year.
Oh, my God.
See,
so he went with two good throws a game instead of one.
I heard that a lot yesterday on the radio, you know, how much better he was at the end and the beginning. I think it's just the opposite. I think he regressed. I think his accuracy was failing him. He lost four of his last five games. I think he got worse. Once teams figured out how to stop him, he had no answers.
Yeah,
I think it was a novelty at first, and let's face it, they won a ton of low-scoring games
I
that
think,
he didn't do
I
much in.
I think with a full off season as the quarterback, the starting quarterback, he will improve. Now, having said that,
how does he improve that? I don't understand.
Listen to me.
He was a quarterback last year. He's been a quarterback his whole life.
Having said that, I still think that it's a major disruption for any team that has an offense now. You know, for example, if I'm the Jacksonville coaching staff, I'm begging this new owner not to bring him in, only because I got to change everything. Even though I think he's going to improve in the passing part of the game, I still have to change things to fit him and
right.
to fit his game. And that's a lot to ask of any coaching staff in the NFL.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen here.
Oh, of course
I mean, if
it
we're
does.
Talking about bringing him
no,
here.
No.
That,
here
that's
it's
irrelevant.
Completely different. Yeah. I'm talking about Jacksonville or Miami.
Because I keep hearing people say Patriots don't need to deal with the circus. They don't deal with the circus. There'll be
right.
no circus.
Right. No, not here. That's not the case here.
I think they've proven time and time again that they can avoid any
if
circus.
If you bring him here, he's not even your backup quarterback.
Right.
He's not a quarterback if you
right.
bring him here.
Right. Exactly. Thank yeah. you.
But he is if he goes to Jacksonville. And I think he can improve from even where he was last year.
Oh, God. I
as
hope
a quarterback.
So. Can't get much worse.
I'm just, but you still
10
have.
10 straight three and outs instead of nine?
Yeah.
Woo!
You still have to make a big enough adjustment where if you have anything resembling your starting guy there, you're not interested.
Poor
in
Taylor
him.
Price.
You know?
Have that jag off throwing to him.
Who's he arguing with now? How did Taylor Price get in?
Well, because you know,
he's
a jag.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want his career to develop, and he won't with that guy at quarterback.
Yeah.
Terrible.
So I don't know what's going to happen with Tebow because you.
I think he's going to be out of the league in 2 years.
I mean,
I made that comment yesterday.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see what the market is for him. I don't think it's going to be huge at all.
Right.
I know that.
Is why Bill I think could be an option if I can get him for a 6th round pick
right.
to cover kicks.
Right. I heard the Broncos would get rid of him for a fifth.
It says free Tebow outside their building.
And I'll bet that
no, really,
they
it's
would,
just free.
I bet that they would go to a 6. And if I'm Khan from Jacksonville. I don't think there's a rush. I don't think that the minute that this deal is announced today with Peyton Manning,
dumb, ignorant
that
question.
They have to swoop in and get him.
Is
I don't
there
think there's
kind?
A big rush.
What is Khan's religious background?
I don't know.
Would that be an issue?
Why?
I don't know.
With Tebow?
Yeah.
Oh, him not wanting to play for a guy like that?
No. I think the guy not necessarily wanting to bring in a guy who's going to start every press conference with to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
There's other guys that do that, you know.
No, there aren't, actually. There really aren't. I've never heard people who literally start. Plenty of guys say it, but not in their press conferences. I've never seen a quarterback do that. And if the guy doesn't believe in Jesus Christ, does he want his quarterback believing in
I've
Jesus
seen
Christ?
Plenty of guys, and still do, who start off every press, not press conference,
thank
but interview
no, not press conference.
That says,
yeah,
you know, first of all, I'd like to just thank.
No one like him. No one.
Well, no, he's unique.
Exactly.
And you know,
can't
he
can't throw.
He makes,
can you answer my question?
He makes a lot of these other guys feel guilty because he's
is
the
Khan
real deal.
Like a Muslim or something?
I don't know what his religious affiliation is.
Couldn't that be an issue?
Only if
what,
he makes it.
Only
if he
makes around it one. A guy?
Only if he makes it. No. If he, I mean, would he want the star of his franchise, who he puts out there in front of a airline logo every week, praising something he doesn't believe in? Promoting something he doesn't believe
it's
in?
It's his press conference.
No. Actually, it's Khan's. Because he owns the guy, he owns the backdrop, he owns the building. It's his. He bought it for like $1 billion.
I don't think
you get what you want when you have a billion.
I mean, I would
bucks.
Lose a lot of respect for someone who made decisions based on stuff.
I don't think
like
he'd
that.
Have any objections.
I don't know the guy at all. But
wait a minute, you don't think Tebow makes decisions based on stuff like that? Religion? I think he does,
what
and I think
of,
Khan
but,
can
but,
too.
So wait a minute, you're saying that he wouldn't? The corollary here would be him not going there because the guy's
yes.
a Muslim.
Yes,
I don't think Tim Tebow would do that.
I'm not so sure.
And if he would, I would lose a lot of respect for
so
him.
So would I.
The
I
person.
Lose any, yeah. I think everybody would.
I couldn't lose any more respect for the player, but I
you
could lose a lot of respect no. for the person.
Are you kidding me?
Ay.
I mean, we don't all have the same beliefs in this world. I would like to think that
wait
know,
a minute,
we're not all terrorists.
Those. Wait, but there's a lot of bloodshed over beliefs.
No, I understand that, and
this
I don't have a lot of respect
less than
for
blood.
It.
This is just choosing not to bring a guy in to play quarterback.
But there's also a lot of people that don't share beliefs that don't spill blood over.
No, I know.
Matter of fact, the vast majority of people don't spill blood over their belief differences in belief.
Oh, I don't know about a lot of them do. There's a lot of people in
I
this
know
world that
I know. There's a lot of people that do, but I think this vast majority
in our
don't.
World, yes, right. not a lot of people do. But in the globe, I think a lot of people
and
do.
The NFL still is in our world. I think I don't think it's gone anywhere else. But it's still.
I'm just posing a question. I don't
no,
know the
it's
guy's
not,
religious beliefs,
and it wasn't a dumb
and
question.
His goals in life, and maybe one of his goals is to promote whatever religion he's from and community. Because
right.
isn't that Tim Tebow's end-all, be-all? So couldn't Khan be the opposite side of that?
He could be, but it's so
flip
far.
Yeah, it's not a dumb question to bring up.
Every indication says he's not.
Of who?
Khan.
Oh, I didn't really
every
have
indication
any
is what?
I don't know.
I've never heard him mention his religion once to about anything.
I've never heard him speak.
I've never really heard him speak, so I don't know.
Oh, I have. Freddie.
And also Freddy's probably wise of him if it's a little
controversial.
Sure.
Because
especially
he's in the South and he's trying to sell tickets to a game. If he comes out and goes, we don't accept any Christians at our games.
Right.
Oh, good luck selling. You're going to need a lot more tarps. You're going to need a whole tarp over the whole building.
And he wants to get rid of the tarps, right?
Yeah, so he needs to bring in Tebow unless it goes against his religious beliefs.
So, Freddie, look, back to Tebow as the Patriot.
Yes.
You really want to bring him in as a non-quarterback.
I wouldn't be opposed to it. I wouldn't be opposed to it either. I'm not pining for it. I'm not like, oh, my God, let's start the
Tebow
campaign.
What do you want him to do exactly? What do you think he could do better than the guys that are already on the roster?
Cover kicks, better than Sergio Brown.
I think Sergio Brown's pretty good at that.
I think Sergio Brown celebrates every play he never made.
I think what you would do with Tebow
it's
is
like
unique.
I lit a match today.
I don't think what he would do exists today on the team. I think you'd bring him in. In unique.
Well, when we're this close to winning the Super Bowl, and yet we have to create a world where Tim Tebow can fit in.
Tebow can fit in.
You know, I think if you're not getting better, you're getting worse.
So Tim Tebow makes you better.
He's a machine today. He's a cliche.
Tebow makes you better. I just want to clarify. The New England Patriots need Tim Tebow to get better.
If they bring him in, yes.
The guy who argued they were better as they signed.
You missed that.
No, I heard it. This idiocy I must deal with.
If they bring him in, yes, it makes him better.
So they need Tim Tebow to get better. That'll put him over the hump. They'll start winning Super
Bowls.
If
they bring him
again.
In, they'll feel like he can contribute to this team in a positive way.
Well, they feel that about everybody they bring in.
Right. So,
but you're creating a position. They're bringing in a guy and making up a role.
I wouldn't put it past Bill Belichick to try something no one else has done in this league.
Well, what is that?
Use Tim Tebow as anything but a quarterback.
So how is that? So you're saying Tim Tebow?
Right. Oh, okay.
Because that's happened with about 50 different guys.
I know the H-back and all that. And,
but I mean, there's been guys that were quarterbacks that coaches decided to do other things with.
Yeah.
One of them retired today.
I'm not really into solving the world's problems.
I mean, no one's decided to do it with Tim Tebow yet. So
right.
I guess your statement would be right.
Sure. Let's go back to the phones on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Travis is in California. Hey, Travis.
Travis in Tallahassee.
Tallahassee? I don't know. You have Matt put California next to your name. I don't know why, but anyway.
First time, long time.
Must be California.
As an FSU fan, it's hard for me to say this, but back in 07, when Tim Tebow was a freshman, they did the dual quarterback, and he was the short yardage, so it was not a possibility. They could bring him in on the goal line or short yardage.
That was my suggestion earlier. Yeah.
Do like the jump pass or.
So take Brady off the field. I just want to clarify.
No, nobody said you had to take Brady off the field.
Then what are you going to do with him? Like, I want to know the answer to the question, what does he do better than what you have? No one's really been able to explain that to me.
I did. Cover Sergio kicks.
Well, I'm talking about in that situation, the goal line offense. What does he do better than what you have? Do we have struggles in the red zone on offense?
Well,
no.
If we lose Benny, maybe he's your goal line back.
Okay. Do we have any evidence that
I'm
he could be a good goal line back?
Oh, he's a pretty good goal line runner.
He's
good
every time, but he could be a changeup.
But you're doing the same thing Fred did.
Everybody's creating a role for Tim Tebow. Why do we need to create anything for Tim Tebow? Why do we need Tim Tebow?
I'm not saying that you need him. I don't even like him. I'm just saying if
you were
to come here, that would be a way that you could utilize him.
Yeah, sure.
I hear what you're saying.
You'd have to go get him. It's not like he's going to show up on your doorstep. You'd have to trade for him.
I just thought it was really interesting that Greg Cosell yesterday, who's pretty good, knowledgeable personnel guy, and maybe a fifth-round pick they could get for him. Maybe.
Oh, I think that's a little high.
Oh, yeah. That's he was stretching it to get to fifth. I mean, that tells you the guy's worth
less.
The worst thing that happened to Tim Tebow is he was drafted in the first round.
No, the worst thing that happened to him
forward
is he
pass
played.
Was initiated
and
in
that's
if he
not
was,
his
if
fault.
He still, 1900s. If he had still yet to be, play, he'd be in a perfect situation right now. But he played 13 games last year. Now everybody knows.
Now they know he's a fool. They just don't think it.
If he didn't play, he was still the backup. He'd be Brian Hoyer. Someone might be able to roll the dice on him.
Took a 1-4 team to the playoffs. All right, Travis. All right. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Travis.
He beep, 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 backed his way in like nobody else.
David is a Houston transplant. He says, hey, guys, and Eric, are we stocking up on B-level free agents so we can use our first four draft picks to target A talent? Should I be getting excited, or should I expect trading at least one
excited
first and one second rounder in different trades for more picks. P.S. My brother has formal artistic training, RISD graduate, and I'm sorry, Eric, but you could use some training.
Wow.
You still with us?
Good email.
Yeah, I'm here.
That's a good, solid email right
there. I have no formal artistic training.
And get excited.
You're a little early with the yeah,
I'm usually
piano
late,
keys,
though.
If you're not going to get excited, what's the point this time of year? Get excited. There's hope.
Mm-hmm.
He could trade up. We can go get Trent Richardson, Mark Barron.
We've been burned so many times, Andy. That's
that really gets, that's a negative viewpoint.
Trent
though.
Richardson
it's
would
a realistic
be
viewpoint.
Exciting.
Trent Richardson would be freaking phenomenal.
That would be exciting. Unrealistic, but exciting. But Mark Barron, would that get you excited?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Not trading up.
That's what I'm saying. Trading up.
I would trade up to like 24, maybe 21. I'm not mortgaging
not
both
top 10,
picks.
Top 15.
No.
Now, don't get me wrong. I would take Mark Barron. It just
but
wouldn't go out
I
of my way.
If I can get Mark Barron by, say, trading 27 and a 2 to get Barron and then staying put and get in Merciless, and I end up leaving with Barron and Merciless and then Stephen Hill with my other second round pick, I'm fine.
The Stephen Hill thing is just unbelievable.
I like Stephen Hill too, not as much as he does, but.
I got to tell you, I don't like him as much after watching his tape, but.
We haven't talked about.
That's problematic, though.
We I like him. Don't Jets, love him. Andy Hart's.
Do you know he would be the career leader in yards per catch at Georgia Tech if he had enough catches?
Well, there you go.
That's never a good sign.
Laron Landry to the Jets, thoughts?
Hmm.
Nothing.
They can have him.
Goods.
They can have him.
And has not necessarily handled himself well since he went to the Jets.
What did he do?
That's being a jackass.
Retweeting all these things like fans are sending him about how bad the Redskins are, the organization's embarrassment. You helped us get through the Sean
Springs.
Taylor.
Yeah. loss and now this. Like just, I don't. I think he's a DB. Yeah. I think he's juiced up out of his mind, obviously, based on those photos. And he didn't fit here because he's a strong safety who's getting stronger by the day, not freer.
It's very, very overrated.
I'm a little concerned about you, Andy. I know that you've gone back to lifting. And,
eating a bunch of and, cheeseburgers.
You know, not just because he wears shirts that are 14 years old. It makes him look a little bit bigger.
Have you been stretching?
Yeah, I stretch all the time.
Because you look like you're walking around with watermelons under your arms.
When does he not
look
like that?
I've been a little stiff the last couple days.
Big and stiff? Yeah.
Well, I made the mistake of doing pull-ups for the first time on Friday and then raking all day Saturday. And yeah. Every bleeping muscle in my upper body was sore.
You're walking around like one of those, you know, power lifters that, you know, they can't really.
He always walks like that.
The range of
motion.
Yeah,
I'm with Eric on this one.
You know?
He always walks around like he's the toughest guy in the
room. No, but lately, because I know he made a point to tell everyone he's back in the
gym.
I
am.
Lifting heavy iron.
You should try it. You should go hit Coco Keys.
You know, so.
What is this Coco thing you're doing? I want to get some emailers to chime in on it.
It's automated personal training.
Automated?
Yeah.
How so?
It's they start you out, and then you have this, like, flash drive, and you put it into the machine.
Oh, it's typical of you. You even have to geek up working out.
Yeah, and it does
just work out!
And it builds you up. Like, you have to go through a half-hour lifting thing on their pace.
Do you stretch?
And the form has to be perfect. You get rated on it. And it's pretty cool.
Is there a digital you on the screen? Like this little round man?
An avatar.
And then you do,
little fat guy with fat shoulders.
Right, and then you do cardio afterwards.
Or you leave.
An hour workout?
Basically, yeah. About an hour.
Basically, give or take it. 20 minutes.
Well, it's a half hour.
I'm going to go with 45 minutes tops after that.
The veins are coming out of his forehead.
Because you entertain me like you
can't
believe.
No, because I think, are you juicing too?
No.
In addition to the lifting?
Hey, yo, Laron.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Because you'll tell me if you're juicing. Right?
I would be happy to tell you if I was juicing.
We don't want any incidents.
I haven't taken a single supplement in probably 5 years.
Your laptop go flying across the office.
You've had more shakes.
I can't believe control off the leak.
You've had more shakes in the last 5 years than I have. I don't do anything anymore except eat those cookies.
You don't do shakes anymore, huh?
No, nothing.
You mean muscle shakes?
Yeah, I was doing a little Myoplex meal replacement, can of tuna Myoplex for lunch, try to get the high protein, but screw it. I've realized as long as I just work out, I can eat whatever I want. Except strawberries, they cause a rash.
There's always a caveat when it comes to the food.
And blueberries right through me.
No. So many things that go right through
you. Blueberries are so obvious. I eat them with my cereal at 8, and by 11, they are in the toilet. I don't know how that happens.
And they bypass
it's
everything
all part
else
of the digestive
that's sitting
system,
in there.
Andy.
Yeah, that's what
weird.
I don't
Should've
understand.
Should have paid attention.
Yeah.
It's like a fast pass.
Well, it's almost like an assembly.
Yeah.
No, like the post office where like there's big packages and then somehow it gets diverted and gets
straight
through. Express mail to the bungalow.
Exactly. How does that do that?
Oh. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's worrisome.
Yeah, they're not even digested?
No.
Well, do you chew them?
Well, that's what my wife says. Maybe if you chew
them. Yeah. What, swallowing them like pills?
I don't know. There they are.
Yep. This is what PFW in Progress was made for.
No, but I wanted more on the Coco because I've never heard of anybody else doing it. And I want, like, who does it?
They're in 24 states now.
Do you have a piece of the company?
Well, you can franchise if you want. I'm not going.
Oh, you haven't done that already yet?
No, I'm not going to franchise.
We haven't had PACA update?
Now,
or what?
I had another guy come about clearing the land yesterday, waiting for it. The first guy that came never gave me the estimate. He just haven't heard from him. 2 weeks ago.
Forget this guy's tapped. I'm not giving him any estimates.
This yeah. guy really? No, really? He couldn't be serious about that.
What?
You told him you were clearing it to put alpacas in?
Yeah.
And he probably left to go. He couldn't be serious.
They don't care what you're doing it for. They just want to know, you know, how many trees you need taken down and what do you want to do.
So we're full go on this.
No, I'm waiting to get some money. I'm not going to like.
Wait to get some money.
I'm not going to, you know, go crazy spending money on this.
So you're the Bill Belichick of alpaca buyers.
Right.
At the right price, I'll take alpacas.
I'm looking for value.
He's going to take the Jets alpacas.
The old ones. They don't have much hair anymore, but they were once good-looking animals.
All right, let's get back to some of these emails.
Laurent Landry, by the way, no tears shed here on
and
PFW
he only got
Progress.
One year, $4 million.
$4 million. Nothing. They didn't spend anything on. The Jets are desperate for safeties, probably more so than we are. At least we have Chung. They don't even have Chung.
Yeah.
So they had nothing at all at safety. They still they lost out on Reggie Nelson, who they wanted. He ended up going back to Cincinnati. They had to do it, but this is a very overrated
player. Is there a chance the Jets are the number four team at the end of the season in the AFC East? Fourth place?
No, I think Miami's got that solidified.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to dismiss it as a possibility, but I agree with Eric. I still think they're the second best team.
And I think if that happens, it'll probably happen. The other teams got better, so they're all like, you know, 7-9, 8-8, and just by chance they end up with one of their stupid late season three game losing streaks. But I don't think there's much chance that the other two are good and they go 4-12. I'd be really surprised if something like that happened.
Casey's in Milwaukee, formerly of Conway, New Hampshire. He says, I recognize that this must be one of those topics that you can see coming from a mile away and dread talking about, but that's what you get when you get paid the big bucks to be internet radio superstars.
I'm out.
The reported news of Peyton at Denver has opened up the possibility that Tebow will be available for trade, and while we will never presume to know Bill's thoughts, this move makes sense on a number of levels. First, Denver has maximum leverage over Tebow. He signed a 5-year contract in 2010, and he is heading into year 3. Second, Tebow has that treasured Belichick attribute, versatility. He may not be able to break 40% completion over a game, but he certainly could line up in the backfield and still be a credible deep ball threat as a passer in a gadget play, not to mention a proven short yardage player on his own or in the option. Tebow may want to be a starting QB in Jacksonville, but he has no choice in the matter. Third, Denver could use a backup like Hoyer for this year to play behind Manning. You have all argued that Hoyer may not have the physical gifts to be a starter, but he's a great backup option. Every team would like the luxury of a second starter, but Hoyer can probably be had for backup money and provide real value in exchange for the toxic asset in Tebow. Is a Tebow-Hoyer swap likely to happen? Probably not, but I can see reasons from both sides why it should. With that, here's an off-season over-under game. You guys ready? First of all, what do you think about that? Hoyer for Tebow, no draft pick.
No,
I wouldn't
give up Hoyer. For
yeah,
that.
I no. wouldn't either.
And you know I don't feel Hoyer has got a long range future in New England.
Somebody said in was it you, Eric? Yeah, I think it was yesterday. Saying why does Denver have to get rid of?
Yeah, we were
Tebow?
Talking about that in your office.
I mean, you know, you're going to have Manning for what at most 2-3 years. So who better to learn under than one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever live?
Yeah, I was saying to you, if what Elway said towards the end of the year and at the beginning of the offseason is true, that he really wants to work with Tebow and believes that, you know, he was the starter going into the season and all that, if he really sees something in him and wants to try to cultivate any talent that he thinks he has, who better to teach him than a teammate like Peyton Manning, who's considered one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time? And if Elway still wants to work with him, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Now you have two of the top five or six greatest quarterbacks of all time in your organization.
Right.
Why would they want to get rid of him if they believe he has talent?
The question is, was Elway telling the truth then, or was he telling the truth when he said he couldn't play?
That's the question.
We don't know.
I think we do. Elway does not think anything of Tebow as a quarterback.
They couldn't be more polar opposites.
I mean even
the most
even
physically gifted versus the least physically gifted.
Even on some of the games they won, they would show to him, and he looked like he wanted to throw up.
That was all the beers, though.
What? Yeah, but that's another thing. Andy has Elway out to be an alcoholic.
See, Fred can see it. Over under.
Original Coors.
Red, Ocho Cinco's release, April 2nd. Over.
Over.
Over. Brandon Lloyd's receptions, 50.
Over.
Over.
Under, but barely. In the 40s.
Playmaker over. Gronkowski touchdowns, 14.5.
Under.
Under this year.
Yeah, under.
Cornerbacks drafted in the second round, 1.5.
Oh, under.
Hopefully under.
Under.
Randy Moss receptions, 20. Over. Really? Oh, receptions.
Receptions.
was wondering
under.
Why that got such a response.
Under.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe.
I'll say over, but not by much.
I'm saying it's either over or zero. I think he could get cut.
McCurdy interceptions, 4.5.
Under.
Under.
Under. Okay. Welker receptions, 100.
Over.
Over.
You'd be a fool not to pick the over on
over.
That one.
I'll say over.
Combined Hernandez-Gronkowski TMZ stories, 0.5.
Over.
Over.
Tebow to Lloyd completions, 1.
Oh, wait.
Under.
Quick side
note. Tebow to Lloyd.
Yeah.
Gronkowski's doing that Jimmy Traynor. Is that it? Jimmy Traynor podcast or whatever? He's some wacko podcast guy.
I don't know who Jim Traynor is.
Strippers knows who he is, and I know he's been wanting to get Gronkowski for a while. He's like a... I've never heard him, but I think he's like a sports Howard Stern type, gets players to really, and he's wanted to get Gronkowski forever for obvious reasons.
He actually tweeted earlier about that.
Yeah.
Said, if you have any non-BB Jones related questions, send them to me.
Yeah, so fans should look out for that. Gronkowski on, is it Jimmy Traynor or Traina?
Yeah, I don't know how it's pronounced, but I...
Yeah.
No. I worry about him.
You should. But you should also vote for him on Madden 2012.
New England Patriots playoff wins, 2.
Under.
Under. If it's over, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Not necessarily.
I know. Not if they're the wild.
They're not going to be the wild.
Because I know. Like.
That's, I don't know, man. I'll say over.
All right. Eric.
Kind of hard to say in March. But.
Casey says, angry Eric is great. Andy is vulgar. Paul is the adult. And Fred is the straw that
That's the first time that has ever been said.
Oh, with this group.
In this crew.
I mean.
I'm the adult in this group. I mean, that's got to be Eric. I mean, come on.
No, not the new Eric.
Well, I can still be angry and be an adult.
Yeah. He's the only.
It's the story of your life.
He's the only one even close to an adult on this show. No?
He's never been close to an adult woman.
I think it works. Now, I was going to say it works in inverse order, but it doesn't because you're the youngest and you act the youngest.
Yeah.
Jeevan is writing in from Vancouver, and I am pronouncing it correctly because he gives me a phonetical pronunciation.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Jeevan.
Eric will correct you anyway.
He says, first, simply put, Logan Mankins is a warrior, and I guess the news of him playing through an ACL tear explains his down year. Well, he didn't get the tear until the
15, 16? Yeah.
Now, I believe he played through something all year. That is my
I am on the fence on the Lloyd deal.
Somewhat.
On one hand, it's pretty cheap for a 1,400-yard receiver, but he has no yard-after-catch ability. I would have loved to see the Patriots draft Stephen Hill or Wright. Also, do you guys know how much Gonzalez's deal is worth? Finally, the fact that the Jets signed Landry means they will not draft Barron, leaving him for us. That's not the case.
Yeah.
Hopefully, he sits until our pick.
Boo-booing him.
I am.
You are right about
You're
that.
Right. Yeah. Our lads told you.
I think if Mark Barron was available for the Jets, I think the Jets would take him.
Yep. That's
and
the problem.
Gonzalez's deal is worth $700,000?
$701,000.
$701,000.
With $15,000 workout bonus.
Yeah. So basically he's playing for free.
No, he'll be not playing for free if they cut him.
Yeah, the Jets pick 16th.
Yeah, that's the problem. I'm not trade up to 15 to get him.
Nah.
Can I get to 15 with 27 and something in the second?
Matt is questioning whether or not Bill Belichick knows that only 5 receivers are eligible on the field at one time from all the people he's been drafting. It's going to be a great camp. Great camp. And no one covers training camp like PFW.
That is true. That is fact.
Right.
No argument here. by the way, it's obvious that not all these guys are probably going to be on the team, but isn't there a chance a guy like Gonzalez, like, second
Doesn't
week
even
of
make
OTAs,
it to camp.
They go, well, this guy's got nothing left.
Yeah.
and he's gone, or
it's possible. I think there's a reasonable chance that some of these guys don't even make it to camp.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Absolutely.
Because you can't have camp bodies who are going to be hurt and dinged
especially
up.
Especially a
you
guy like...
camp bodies like Shaun White who are going to be out there every day to throw his body around.
Right.
That's why they're called camp bodies.
Especially a guy like Gonzalez, if he were to like tweak a hamstring or a groin or something in one of those OTAs, and they're like, yeah, this guy's just always hurt. We can't even rely on him to be there those, you know, the first 2 weeks of August. So
look, I mean, they signed Marcus Stroud last offseason and didn't even make it to camp.
True.
He talked more than anybody during the year, but...
Robin Marlboro, you probably didn't miss me, but I'm back from my Super Bowl morning period in Patriots media blackout. The first thing I hear about the Pats is going to be your Tuesday show.
Good one.
I keep seeing headlines about the Pats signing a lot of free agents. I hope they get young enough players. I wanted to comment on Ocho, even though he is low priority. As if that wasn't amazing enough, the coaching staff gave him a pass for the entire year. The fans gave him a pass for the year as well. You know how fast New England fans will try and run a guy out of town, but here he is. What possible reasons could there be for the free pass he has been given by the coaching staff and fans? Does he know where Bill buried a body? So,
because he's fun.
I think he's a likable guy, and he behaves himself, and people said, okay. You know, and if the Patriots were losing and he had that kind of production, it would have been a whole different story.
Correct.
It would have been, you know, but they didn't really need him, you know. Although in that last game they could have used him.
I like when Fred talks to himself.
They could have used him in that last game. And he caught one catch, but, you know, I'll just keep talking to myself. Phil in Austin writes in, I'm guessing that Tebow haters aren't going to like this argument, but looking at the game day roster, the backup quarterback spot is the most underutilized spot in the roster. How many meaningful plays does the backup quarterback participate in during an average game?
None.
For Hoyer, last year it was zero. Essentially, it was a wasted game day roster slot.
Yeah, but they had like five of those every week. If Taylor Price, Gary Guyton, they had all these guys that were healthy scratches every week that were dressed and on the sideline.
If Tebow comes here, Belichick and Josh McDaniels will find a way to use him for 4 to 5 plays per game as the backup quarterback. He'll play here. Here or there, maybe not as a quarterback. If Brady gets hurt, put Hoyer or Mallett in as an emergency quarterback, and Tebow becomes ineligible. But so what? You'll get more out of that roster spot than anyone else in the league.
It's not the way it works anymore.
And Mallett hadn't dressed for any of the games last year.
Right.
He wasn't
an
option.
You don't have an emergency quarterback anymore.
No. And yeah,
I mean, Tebow could be your emergency quarterback if you kept him in Hoyer.
You'd have to have Hoyer active as well, so you still have that quote-unquote useless roster spot because you're not putting Tebow in the event of an injury to Brady. I think that's more of a wasted roster spot to have a guy who's only going to, you know, might play a couple of plays a game. I think that's a waste.
Sam in Chicago.
What's up, boy?
Says, thanks for the show. Really, how can Bill consider changing his process when he made it to a Super Bowl with his philosophy of value added with a few tablespoons of coach the blank out of the B and C players? Also, Eric's got some props. I did go to RISD and graduated. I have seen Eric's site, the one with the art on it, not the other one. You have another site, Eric?
No.
And I'm happy to say he's got some skills. Thanks for the
show. Mad skills.
No Tebow, please. If we want a sacrifice option for a QB sneak at the goal line, send in Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. He may not be here.
So,
yeah.
Funny
what do you got?
You mentioned Green Ellis because
funny,
I just saw something. Pro Football Talk is getting a report from the New York Post that the Jets are reaching out to Green Ellis and trying to get him in for a meeting with the Jets.
Nice.
Yeah, that's...
The Jets, they have to copy everything we do.
They can't wait until fans turn on him. They are just pathetic.
3.6
a carry. I mean, what do we lose?
The Jets are pathetic.
But that was the one. Remember I was talking to you about what Felger was saying? Like, oh, it make a lot of sense for the Jets. You put him in, you know, perfect compliment. Remember I said Sean Green? I'm like, they're the same kind of guy. It's not a compliment to Sean Green. It's another bruiser. Doesn't make any sense for the Jets to me. None.
Be fun, though. I like Bordeaux.
Unless they want to just replace Sean Green and send him on his way or something. But
unless they want him to be the backup to Trent Richardson.
I mean, I think Green's a better player.
But Benny and Trent Richardson, you've got a pretty good group there. Of course, me and Trent Richardson, you've got a pretty good group there.
Yeah, and Trent Richardson also will be, you know, off the board, what, 12 picks before the Jets?
They can trade up. They're not afraid to trade up. I don't
know
if you're familiar with their history.
Yeah, that would not be a wise move for them.
Brent from Illinois says, thanks for the show. I love the argument to start things off. Now, would you begin to question Belichick if he brings Tebow here? I would think he lost it if that happens.
What are your thoughts? I would not.
No.
I would wonder why. That's all. I don't think Belichick would have lost it or anything, but I just don't think it makes any sense.
He lost it when he cut James Sanders, at least for me.
20% the chance that Tebow comes here, over or under. I'm throwing it out there.
Under.
Under.
Under. I believe under, too.
You said a bad line, then. Change the line. Well, you're supposed to get some debate
10%.
Out of that, right? 10%.
Under.
8%.
Under.
Why so are you arguing so much at the beginning of the show?
It's amazing to me.
1%.
I'm not making the decision.
Oh, I wish you were.
Let's see.
We have a lot more to do in January. We'd be skiing in Aspen every year.
No, you'd have the same, because I'd call Bill and say, Bill, what should I do? He'd tell me, and I'd do it.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd be forthcoming with his thoughts.
When he's running a different team.
Hey, Andy, says Sean. When you don't dish out $10 million a year on a receiver, the receiver probably isn't going to be that good. All I hear out of Andy's mouth is how people aren't that good. The only chance the Pats have to spin the draft wheel and hope you hit on someone like Gronk.
What are we talking about? $10 million a year? Who's $10 million a year?
Calvin Johnson? I guess his point is, you know, there's no sure things unless
the Patriots take him.
You know, you're paying big, big money. And
well, there's no sure things. Just end the sentence there, period.
Yeah.
Aside from Calvin Johnson, there are no sure things. He was a sure thing coming into the NFL.
There's very few guys that don't have any question marks around them. Would you agree? I mean, even guys that don't have the question marks around them in terms of their talent, you wonder, well, you know, is he a turd, or, you know, will he fit into your system? There's very few guys that are like Larry Fitzgerald and Calvin Johnson that not only they're unbelievably physically gifted, but they're also quality individuals who are going to help the team and make the team around them better. Why is he, like, gesturing and tapping on windows and yelling at Eric?
Well, we just got an email from
Dan. We've just gotten an email.
From Dan from England, and it reminded me that it's time for Eric's London update.
We're going to wait for Matt to play
London
the
update. Eric's,
there we go.
There we go. Last week, you may have seen a tweet from the Patriots account. I was almost going to say Real Patriots.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
What is it now?
Just Patriots.
Just Patriots.
Yeah. A lot of people have dropped the reels.
Yeah. Members of the organization were across the pond getting ready, making their preparations for the visit in October.
Did you go, Fred?
No, I did not.
He was here
for both shows.
Yeah. You should have gone.
Moron.
Who's going to set everything up at the sports
cafe?
What
a maroon.
I have to deal with this idiocy. But, I mean, I thought it was your gig to set up the party at the sports cafe.
Now, hopefully you're not doing that this year. Right.
We are in discussions with the sports cafe, although I won't be.
That's what I mean.
You
have to be the point person.
I won't
that.
Be the point person.
Right.
So now, we'll never get in.
So what do we figure out what we're going to do now? Oh, I'm sorry. We haven't gotten
we're
to the
We're not done with the update. We're not yet.
I apologized.
But on that Saturday, since it's pretty much the free day, we are trying to organize a little bit of a sightseeing tour of the countryside. Maybe
that's
some of the
his
more
update?
The more historic places.
I'm sorry.
In England.
I'm sorry. I thought we had an update coming.
So you're going to skip Stonehenge?
No. That's,
who's heard of Stonehenge?
Oh, yeah. He's doing the Matty No Sox. Had never heard of it before. But, yeah, members of the organization were across the pond last week getting ready, making some initial preparations for
Governor.
The trip.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I also saw this little note that
this update
the
Olympics.
This very long, drawn-out update.
Are we going to get an update?
It's mostly just his personal plan.
No. No, for those of you who want to.
Is he planning on working while he's there? It's just like.
These guys probably won't be going, so.
Oh, they'll be going.
No, I doubt it.
Well, that's what I was asking.
No, I doubt you'll be going.
Really? Why?
Yeah. We'll talk about that more afterwards.
We're not leaving until Thursday, so should we go?
Well, okay. Paul just let it out.
Well, I didn't realize it was a secret.
Thursday last time, and there was plenty to do, wasn't there?
No.
Yeah, but no, there wasn't, and they don't travel anymore, so there's really no need for them to go. Plus, they have a radio show they have to do on game day, which we wouldn't
be
able to do.
What if we decided to do a live broadcast from a London establishment?
Okay. We need to validate our travel.
What do you mean validated?
Well,
do you have your passport ready?
No, that's all
you need.
But I am of the belief that there are people in this organization that, yeah. Oh, we're going to London. I'm going. Even though they don't go to every other,
go
to Carolina.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
I don't want to go just because it's London. If
Absolutely.
You say we have to go for a reason,
right.
I'll go.
And
but I'm not just playing the jerk off.
Well,
who just shows up because I want to see Big Bang.
Apparently, I have no one working now. He's going on tour. I don't know who's covering the trip.
He's going on tour, London, baby. He's going on tour. You're gonna get t-shirts printed,
right? Yeah.
I don't
with
know.
The dates.
October 28th,
Wembley.
You two are back here on the couch.
I'm selling
freaking tickets at the sports cafe.
You should be selling tickets at the sports cafe.
But I'll be wherever you tell us to be.
All
but
right.
I think the point that Andy's trying to make is there's really no difference between this trip and the trip to, say,
Seattle
we'll
or whatever.
See.
Wherever
yeah,
else
we'll
we're going.
We'll have
our
content update. We'll see what we can do with London.
In the big
but,
That London update
was brought to you by Watney's Red Barrel.
Watney's Red Barrel?
By Ye Olde Cock Inn. I don't even know what he's talking about. He makes me laugh.
Our London people will know what I'm talking about.
Do you? Did you look that up just so you could say
No,
it?
I know what Watney's Red Barrel is.
But where will we have a radio show?
It's a cheap beer in London.
Oh, okay.
Monty Python made fun of it years ago.
When will we have a radio show?
What's that?
When would we have a radio show? A live
the
radio show?
The pregame social.
What's that now? we'll figure it. We'll talk about it. It's to be discussed.
You know, it's not our stadium like we do it here. Like we can come down to our studio
exactly.
here. Not sure we have the facilities at Wembley to
no.
do that. Oh, don't, do you know who I am? I'm Fred Kirsch.
You should use the British Bulldogs music for his London update.
No.
Can we find that for next
week? That Flash knows. He's like nodding his head. Yeah, I could.
Webradiopatriots.com, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Dan in England.
Again.
Writes in, says, hey, guys, and Chaz.
We never got to him.
Do you think there's any chance that the high quantity of free agents we signed points toward replacing the players we would usually take in the lower rounds of the draft? I still think that Bill will trade some picks to move down, but is there a chance he's preparing to move up or at least use his picks in the first two rounds? That is an interesting way of thinking about it.
Hope he's right. I'd like to see them use some.
That would work
picks
for Cole.
On some
that would work for Scott. Doesn't work for Gregory because you gave him a little money and clearly you want him to play.
Right.
Doesn't work for Fanene. I mean, you gave him a little money.
No, but you did take a couple of guys that didn't seem to be, quote unquote, that important. Maybe you are looking for some fifth and sixth round guys because they don't really have any of those picks. So.
Mm-hmm.
Don't they have nothing after the fourth?
Right.
As of now.
As of now.
They have six picks.
It would be, in most drafts, a lot of waving at the parade as it goes by, as Bill likes to say.
I mean, it seems like it's not a lot because they've had, they had nine picks last year, a dozen
12,
in each of the
12.
Last two. Most teams only get about six or seven picks at the most, maybe with a compensatory pick or two.
I mean, if
they had made trades or whatever.
And we will get
know?
Some compensatory picks, I would imagine, right? No, none.
I don't think we would. No,
because none? we didn't
lose anybody of lesser value.
I think they already said that the Patriots
greater
would
value.
Not
I didn't know that. That was.
And we signed somebody that's a big deal.
Oh, just
last year?
No,
we traded for him. That's Waters true. Was released, I believe, so he doesn't.
Right.
Potter was released.
There's a
so he doesn't count.
Mark Anderson. I don't believe he was released. I believe he was.
He might have just been a regular free agent.
We signed somebody who had a big enough impact that blows away. We didn't even have any, but would blow away.
Okay. I just automatically assume you get like a seventh round pick, but.
No. I believe we would
get nothing. I stand corrected.
Oh, God,
based on
I
the
hate
inexact
the compensatory
formula.
Picks.
Oh, I can't stand it.
Hate them. Nick and Victoria.
Good for Nick.
Says,
hello, little Nick.
Since we now have 10 receivers, I'd like to talk about the major glaring issue with the team corner. My friend has been going on and on about Dowling from day one, and I'm really confused how anyone can say Razai is going to be some great corner when all we've seen from him is nothing. I read Paul's blog about Dowling, and I was wondering if you could please expand on him. And Nick is the guy that sent me the book of the penises.
Oh, God. Just expand on him. I really can't, but he did an event yesterday where he – appeared at a local high school in Foxborough and, you know, was part of a pep rally for the students to get ready for their testing coming up later this week. Brian Lowe of Patriots Today fame and I had a chance to talk to him before he addressed the students and just, you know, all the things that you would think a young guy coming off of injured reserve would say about just trying to work hard, get ready, excited to get back in the mix. It was frustrating being on the sideline last year.
But he should be used to it 'cause
that's
where he is every year.
Didn't talk at all about... you know, anything real football-wise in terms of what he learned or what he needs to do to, you know, get back on back in the mix or whatever. But I would expect him to be one of their top four corners, at least initially.
And they start, he had no training camp, and they started in the first two games. Yeah, they like
him. I was going to say, and be a very strong candidate to actually start.
I don't just think that was a slap in the face to Bodden or anything. I think they think he's a legit NFL corner.
He's got great size, and I think that that's why I think they're intrigued by him. But the knock on him is what Andy said. I mean, he's always been hurt going all the way back to high school. He's
Matt
been
actually has a solution.
Hurt.
Matt, what's your solution?
Get that guy stretching. He's always had hamstring problems ever since high school.
He thinks all his issues have always been muscle related, so stretch him.
So I'm afraid you should have been asking Razai Dowling.
Get him on some Pilates, maybe.
His issue last year was not hamstring. He tore a hip labrum, so.
Yeah, but if his hip labrum had been looser,
you can make an argument that it's stretching, but it's not. You know, it's not just a muscle pull.
Mikey Vandalism in East Haven, Connecticut says Panthers release former Andy Mancrush and bust defensive end outside linebacker Everett Brown.
I'll take him.
Do we take a shot on an old flame or leave the not so premium talent on the street where he belongs?
That's another one, by the way, that I miss badly on Everett Brown.
Also, with all these wideouts being signed, who is the odd man out?
We'll see.
Ocho Cinco. But
are we talking about wide receivers?
Yeah.
There's more than one of those guys that are in that mix that aren't going to make the team.
Well, first of all, Branch isn't in yet. He's out.
Right.
So that's part
of it. If Branch comes in, you can probably cross them all off the list.
You like her, Paul?
Who are we talking about?
Lindsey Jones, Denver Post. Wasn't she here for a while?
I mean, for like the last playoff game.
Oh, yeah.
She seemed pretty cool.
Okay. I don't think I remember her talking
Would
about
you?
No.
Nah.
Let's see. Scott,
I didn't even ask him.
I agree with Fred.
Scott writes,
as I always do.
Question Andy. Today is a famous athlete's birthday. If he had a healthy career, he'd be close to retiring about now. Any guesses? Hint, he set the gold standard in how to carry yourself as a superstar.
Today's
Bo's
birthday.
Okay, Paul, you can tell him now.
Wait, don't tell me.
Who is this emailing?
Huh?
Who's emailing? Who's asking the question? I do know the answer.
The emailer is Scott.
An athlete who, had he been healthy...
One of the members of the Boston Mount Rushmore of athletes.
I think this should be obvious.
Well,
the gold standard in how to carry yourself as a superstar?
It's not obvious.
No?
He'd be retiring today?
No.
Or is that
if
what he said?
If he was healthy.
Yeah, if he were healthy, he'd just be retiring?
No.
Yeah.
He's 64.
Right, that's what confuses me.
He meant really retiring, like AARP retirement?
Because none of the Rushmore are young guys.
No. He's not young. He's 64 today. He's
so
not
why
young.
Would he retire today?
You're thinking about Bobby
retirement?
Yeah.
Like
today's
AARP
Bobby Orr's birthday.
Well, that's what he said. If he had a healthy career, he'd be close to retiring about now.
Sure, oh, then he's thinking about someone. No, it's not Bledsoe's
birthday.
No,
Bledsoe's 14th.
Yeah.
Because you have that on your outlook?
Well, just
it's Valentine's
happens
Day.
To be
it's
Valentine's
pretty easy
Day.
To remember.
It's
yeah,
the same
yeah.
way as Larry Bird happens to be Pearl Harbor Day. That's why I know that.
All right.
When's Pearl Harbor?
I don't know what he
December
means.
December 7th.
Okay.
You idiot.
You really didn't know that?
Broken Matt on line 4.
I don't know what he means by he'd be
How did he get into Tufts? And why is he always talking?
So what was the answer?
It was the school of idiocy.
No, it's that one really got under your skin. How are you going to use that one in the future?
Why? What did I say?
The school of idiocy.
I said that.
You were giving him one of these with your arm waving up and down.
I said that.
No, you didn't say school of idiocy. I said that.
But he said something about idiocy. I got
to
put up with the
idiocy. With this idiocy.
Yes.
It's like such a burden on his life.
I don't even remember saying it.
Every morning, walking him, I have to deal with that idiocy again.
I think Scott might be talking about
talking
someone else.
About?
I think today is Bobby Orr's birthday,
is
64.
It?
But maybe Scott's
I mean,
talking about someone
there
else.
Everything there makes sense except for the he'd be close to retiring about now if he was healthy.
Yeah, well... He wouldn't be, obviously.
Well, if he's 64, does he just mean, like, real person retirement?
Maybe that's what he's talking
right,
about.
I said that about three times. Nobody was listening.
No one
well, no one
you.
Ever does.
I guess not.
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Don't be angry at me.
Scott also
You have
says,
been angry lately.
Who says that Bill, head coach
like
of the
angry,
Patriots,
Eric.
Doesn't like to trade into the first round? With this round of free agents, we seem to have a bounty of them now. Do you know how many first-rounders we have on the Patriots anyway? Over or under 12? On the roster.
Any first-rounders?
Yeah. There's quite a few.
You got a lot more unrestricted, undrafted free agents than you do first-round picks.
We signed a first-round pick this week.
We signed
Anthony
a lot
Gonzalez.
Of Anthony Gonzalez, Dante Stallworth, Robert Gallery.
Yeah.
Then you add the ones that are already on the
no
roster.
One goes after bust first-round picks like Bill Belichick.
That sounds like another clipboard. We always do that clipboard of the first-round picks. Maybe I'll do that again this week.
After seeing the training camp fodder that Bill has picked up this offseason and where they were originally drafted, is it possible that Bill has some sort of time machine? How else could you pile so much unrealized potential in one locker room? And thanks, gentlemen, and Andy, for your diligent work during the offseason. Well, here it is never the offseason, actually. Lance J. wants to know, what do you guys think of Jennifer Love Hewitt on the cover of Maxim?
Hot.
Did you see it, Andy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Has she had any
surgeries
lately?
Apparently Scandinavian.
I don't think so. She's always had great breasts.
Really?
She's had
phenomenal canes.
Because a producer like
she wouldn't need Faygo
really loved her.
Because she has great breasts.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And she also likes to,
Gary was a big fan.
Vajazzle or whatever. She likes to decorate her vagina.
What?
What?
You've never heard that? It's a well-known.
What?
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't strike me as the type.
She puts like little beads in her vagina or something.
Okay.
It's weird. I don't really get it. Who's looking at your vagina? Like, what?
Well, you hope to, but
not really. I want to look at her tatas. I want to stick something in her vagina.
Okay. My
God. All right.
He always has to take it too far.
I don't like looking at vaginas.
I'm with you there.
I've never dirty magazine where they do the.
No,
I don't want to see that.
I'm with you.
If I wanted to see that, I would have gone to gynecological school.
I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, you'd have made it through.
I'm with you 100%. You know,
yeah, that was the only thing stopping you.
Philip from Nova Scotia, the signing of Stallworth got me thinking whether I would want to go back to 2007. I was still 4 years away from 40. My friends were still married to age-appropriate women. I was making less money but keeping more after taxes. And the Patriots were setting me up for the greatest sports heartbreak of my life. I think I will stay here in 2012 because I've learned a lot of valuable lessons in the last 5 years. Turning 40 is not a big deal. New England doesn't equal better. You can do more with less if you plan well. And a great offense needs a complementary good defense. I hope the Patriots make better choices mixed with a little luck when building the 2012 defense. Well, sort of like a Hallmark card there, you know?
I thought it was just the way you read it.
Oh.
It's well read.
Pause to go to the bathroom.
Brooklyn Matt's writing in.
You might want to stay. This could be entertaining, Paul.
How many bottles did he drink? Because there was half a bottle here when he came in. That's gone, and I know that he doesn't stop at half. So he's had at least a
bottle and a half?
2.5 liters of Coke while he was sitting here.
And these studies keep coming out that diet soda is like the worst thing in the world for you.
Right?
It's amazing he doesn't burp as much as you do on the air.
I know.
Well, he holds it in. You can tell what he pulls his chin
the
back.
Banana, he's got the banana and the tailpipe thing going on.
He does that a lot if you really pay attention when
true.
He's talking.
He does, yeah. But 2.5 liters of Coke in like an hour and 15 minutes.
It's not healthy. We need an intervention or something.
And he doesn't even like Coke.
Right.
Imagine if it was Diet Pepsi.
That'd be two bottles.
God. Oh, my God. Hi, Matt. speaking of Matt, Brooklyn Matt says, I was in court all morning, you know, the one Plaxico was in, waiting for my case to come up. Well, as other people's cases were heard and as more time went by, I started to fret. I'd better see the judge by 11:30 or I'm going to miss in progress. Sure enough, I got off with a proverbial slap on the wrist and was back home in time for you guys. Wow, talk about having your priorities all screwed up. I was more worried about missing Fred's customary, all right, and 2 hours of screwball football talk than I was about possibly ending up in custody. Now, that should tell you the level of devotion you guys evoke. That's great, Brooklyn Matt, but you
left
out
the detail.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you can't just throw that, and I know he's smart enough to know.
Right.
That.
It's child pornography, probably.
Yeah. Oh, you think it is?
Yeah.
It could be.
He's a shady guy.
I don't think you just get a slap in the wrist for that, though.
Well, it depends. Yeah. Depends.
But depends on what?
I don't know.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, really. What is it depend on?
But they always, these guys get off.
More than once.
They're all, you always read about into. The guy was like a four-time.
Brooklyn Matt got arrested and he was in court.
Child pornography.
And he almost missed the show. And he was worried about missing the show and not about being Andy exonerated.
Andy apparently knows all the rules for getting off with child pornography.
Right. And getting off.
I know the rules of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Brooklyn Matt's got to fill us in on the question marks.
Why were you in court, and what did you get a slap in the wrist for?
I bet it was for all this lying, making up false IDs.
It could be.
Yeah. This whole identity fake persona.
Theft. Yeah. I'm gonna go with marijuana possession.
Just so you know, Andy suddenly had a ridiculously serious face on. I bet it's for all this lying. He had a drop dead serious look on his face.
Or he may have stalked a guy who was in line to
all
see
this
the
lying.
I think it's for all this lying.
That's the restraining order Eric took out against him.
Oh my goodness. Keith in Dallas. What are your thoughts about LT coming to New England if the Jets sign Ben Jarvis Green Ellis? I, for one, think it's a great move for the Patriots and would definitely help in the development of Ridley and Vereen. LT can help develop Vereen with catching the ball out of the backfield and Ridley running between the tackles and not fumbling.
But if I want a guy who can teach because he can't play anymore, didn't I just keep Kevin Falk?
Right.
Because he's a better guy, a better Patriot.
Right.
And they both can't play.
Yeah, no interest in LT, thanks.
Mozzie writes in, about the receiver position in the draft, I think we should draft Ty Hilton with the late second-round pick.
Him.
He's my favorite receiver in the draft.
I think.
Think of him as a rich man's Deion Branch. Quick, fast, shifty. He's a great returner as well, which is still a need on this team. Keep this name in mind, Ty Hilton.
T-Y.
I think it's T-Y.
T-Y Hilton. Draft a Branch prototype this year, then draft another receiver next year.
Yeah, I like him. He's electric, boogie woogie.
Uh-huh.
He's got a quad issue right now.
Okay.
But yeah, he is a he's had a lot of injuries, but he's a track guy, speed to
that means
waste.
The Raiders will take him.
Could be.
You're right, Fred.
He's right.
John writes in, interesting 4 to 5 hour timeline Saturday while I was doing yard work and checking every hour or so to see if the Patriots signed any free agents. One, here's the timeline. Globe tweets and blogs that Lloyd's signing is close. Two, Herald reports his source says there is nothing to report, and he tweets blogs they are not close because of Lloyd's asking price. Three, Pro Football Talk picks up Herald's story and suggests that the Patriots may be trying to drive a wedge between Lloyd and his agent. Four, NFL Network's Lock and Four blogs that both Patriots and 49ers have made efforts to sign Lloyd and that the Herald story is wrong. Five, ESPN's Schefter tweets that Lloyd and the Patriots have agreed. Six, Herald says a lot must have changed since earlier in the day.
That's the crap sheet for you.
The Twitterverse definitely adds drama to the free agency period and to yard work.
Right. The best one
was
Curtis
Lofton. That was
the Curtis Lofton one? He was signed with two teams I never signed with.
I just thought of a good invention, and probably someone's already thought of it. But for a guy like that,
if it's good, you're probably right.
If you're glued to Twitter for like an event like free agency, an audio version where you hook your Twitter up to and it reads your tweets to, so while you're doing yard work, you can just be getting a stream of someone telling you what the tweets are.
I picture I have this vision of the Stevie Hawking voice thing that used to yell me into reading the tweets like that.
But can you imagine think of how much crap there is on Twitter. For every one that's an actual like free agent signing, you'd have to hear.
Well, as soon as
just had some pizza.
No, but as soon
like
as
stupid
well,
stuff.
Well, if you filter it
you
for the name,
filter it, and then if it starts and you know you're not, you go skip, and it goes to the next one.
So I'm walking around my yard. You skip.
Yeah.
Skip.
Well,
I think there's something wrong with my neighbor.
You're probably right, Fred. They probably have some
sure
sort of.
They know they have things that can read your email.
Program that can do that. Yeah. I'm just
well, the whole like, Siri does it all, doesn't she?
Siri,
whatever
she. Oh, by the way, you guys are getting the new iPhone 4S.
Why?
For London. Because the 4 doesn't work in
so
overseas.
So Eric's getting new 4S.
Oh, so Eric will take. You and Eric will take.
Well, I don't need it because I have AT&T.
Oh, okay.
It's just Verizon.
Because you can't. I mean, it's taking me so long to. You can't do it.
It's no
but now you'll have
right?
the Siri.
What's the Siri?
That's
the girl you talk to.
Call me Rock God.
Who doesn't work nearly as well as the commercials make it out to be.
The Eric voice activated thing?
From now on, call me Art God.
But can you imagine, I mean...
He won't even get this girl to talk to him. It won't work.
But for non-professional reasons, could you imagine having to be that tied in that you need someone audio playing all the tweets? The Patriots signed Brandon Lloyd.
I mean, what do you need to know it for? You lived 2 years ago or 3 years ago when you didn't have it minute by minute, or 10 years ago when you had to wait till the next day's paper.
I know,
spoiled.
People,
I mean, I,
people,
spoiled.
But what do you get out of it as a fan? What do you get
instant
out of knowing that?
But even like this guy just
instant
explained, he was doing yard work. He didn't need to have it with him the whole time.
Well, yeah, but
Enjoy your yard work. Go play with your kids. And Talk to your wife.
And that's what this guy did. The email. He explained. You know, every hour or so, I checked in. I mean,
yeah, but that's stress. Now you're like, oh, do I need to go check?
Well,
I mean,
he didn't say he was stressed about it.
It's added aggravation he doesn't need.
Who are you to say what he needs?
I was wondering which one of you was going to say that.
Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Dagmar from Miami's on the phone. Dagmar, have you called in a while?
Yeah, I haven't called in a while, guys. How's it going?
What's good. Up?
Where you been?
Miami.
Yeah, no, I'm taking care of business.
South Beach.
Oh, good for you.
I keep in tune, so don't worry. I haven't missed a bit of this show.
Good.
I always keep myself updated with the podcast. When I am not able to listen live, I always go back.
One of the many quarter million who download the show.
Yep. So,
or one of the quarter million, wanna... not the many quarter million.
Hey, I don't really remember. I wrote a couple of weeks ago asking for somebody to smack Andy fucking crapper.
Oh, I can do it for
about
you.
About a big game, so.
Can you do that? I want to see it.
What did I need crap smacking for?
Everything.
You keep bashing on the defense, even though they only allow set. I think it was
39 minutes of time possession.
Points, like straight point, not like the crappy touchdown run that we all know what happened on that play. But anyways, hey, turning the page. I wanted to touch bases. First of all, one of the recommendations that I actually asked you guys to take care of during the combine, and I don't know if actually Eric and Paul had the chance to check the Alfred Morris from my alma mater, running back from Florida Atlantic. I know his combine numbers aren't impressive at all. I don't know if you guys got to actually see the guy from a closer
Alfred Morris
standpoint.
I personally have not. I don't remember. I didn't talk to him at the combine, and I have not seen any film.
He's a fullback.
No. He was actually a feature back for the school.
Yeah, they have. No, I'm saying they project him as a fullback in our.
Yeah, because of his size. Yeah.
Yeah, he's.
I was
5'10", 222.
4'7", 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just had the pro day. I believe it was. I don't know if it was yesterday or last week. We had the pro day, and there were only like six or seven teams that actually sent their scouts, and the Patriots weren't there. And I know that you guys didn't post the. Any film of him on the website, so I was wondering if you actually got to, but apparently there's no interest.
I haven't seen him at all.
No.
Don't lose hope. A lot of times the Patriots, even though they don't send somebody to a pro day, end up taking the guy because they have their own workout or whatever.
So. That's good. Hey, anyways, the second point is about, because I just heard you guys talking, because listener mentioned T.Y. Hilton. He actually plays in the same division that my school, in the same conference that my school plays at, which is a Sambo conference. That's mm-hmm. where Troy, Florida Atlantic, Florida International, Middle Tennessee, and a couple other teams play.
He was the MVP,
T.Y. Hilton,
right?
His most, his major asset is his ability to contribute on the special teams as a returner. As a receiver, the first thing that I have to tell you is that he's undersized. And he's not that of a great route runner. He's just a speedster. But I don't consider him a physical specimen, especially when the tendency in teams nowadays in the NFLs are to put physical corners on those fast receivers just to disrupt their ability to get off a fast start from the line. So I don't see him going earlier than the third round, but.
No,
don't think too high of a guy. He's just a speed guy, but that's it.
Yeah, no, he's a speed guy. All right, thanks, Dagmar, for the call.
He's considered a mid-round, fourth-round type pick, but he's a playmaker. He has that extra gear when you watch him run, and he turns it on. There's no question he's not a well-rounded, polished receiver, and he's a little weird because he's one of those burners who's 5'9", 5'10", big play, deep threat, and usually think of the small guys as being the slot guy. He's a guy that... Going to run David Patton. Long stride, fast, run right by you. And a lot of tape I saw, he was open, and then the quarterback underthrew the ball, which I always hate because I want to see the guy run for the ball.
Yeah.
Go after
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Instead of come back. And
I'm intrigued by him. I think he's intriguing just because he is very, very fast. I like fast. Scary fast.
Okay.
Should be working for the Raiders.
I don't like Oakland.
Brooklyn Matt writes in with his charges. He says he got busted jumping the subway turnstile, which in legalese translates into non-payment of funds and trespassing. I walked. Yeah, but you should have seen the total hottie sitting next to me in there for shoplifting. And know what the best part was? Getting home to hear Andy not know what date Pearl Harbor is. That made it all worth it, you colossal tar.
I'm comfortable with that. I think you're a bigger DB. You couldn't pay the buck to take the freaking subway?
That's a big thing now in New York is the turnstile jumping.
Why?
Because they're all DBs. Like it's like the typical of the American. Why pay for it when I can be a DB and get it for free?
Right.
What's wrong with this country? No one gets the difference between right and wrong and the right way to do something and the easy way to do something. It's not that hard.
Go on.
What are you laughing at?
Just our moral compass over here.
I thought this was America.
No, but
isn't this America?
That's what's wrong with this country.
No, but no. There's plenty of things
to joke
about. No one
knows the difference right and wrong.
But like holding the door for somebody or just being a decent person. It's not that hard.
I've heard a lot of wrong.
You should try it sometime.
I am a very decent person.
How ironic. No, see, you people misinterpret
people. Right.
You mean the world.
I've heard a lot of wrong in my day, but you are definitely the wrongest.
I know you want to tell your story from your little coach's clinic.
What? What are you talking about?
Oh, he's already told you about this?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought we were going to save that for the show.
What story?
I don't know.
The coach's clinic?
Andy Hart?
The guy from...
Oh, yeah.
Brighton.
Yeah,
oh.
Why? What? Why?
I don't even know you anymore.
That doesn't make you a bad person.
Oh,
I know.
It does.
But it's just embarrassing. To me, I put the stuff that, like, the basis of good, bad is very simple stuff. Yeah, it's please, it's thank you, it's open the door, it's, you know, you're walking by an old lady and she needs a hand, you give her a hand. It's stupid commercials they have on now. I like them.
It's not
showing somebody doing something good. The whole pay it forward thing.
It's not standing right in front of the elevator.
So when do you
when you're waiting for it to come up?
I do all this stuff. You people don't see it and don't want to see
again
it.
With the UP.
You've slammed the proverbial door on society.
But, I mean, who jumps that? He's not a college kid. He claims he dates supermodels and used to get in a limo with Donald Trump. And he can't pay for the freaking subway?
And the models that he used to date were, like, from the 70s. So how is he jumping turnstiles?
I never know what he's talking about.
How did you connect
that? The models he mentions are like from the 70s.
There are a few people that you
can
be wholeheartedly right behind,
like
and all of a sudden you
got to
get off the track.
I don't know, 40s?
He's in his 40s?
I would have met, I would have met. You should know.
I never met him.
That's right.
That's right, you blew him off.
It was a long line. I couldn't
Better to blow him off than...
Oh,
see now...
What?
Meet up with him.
See, that's why you're a bad person.
The difference between right and wrong.
That's
right.
Just ball busting. That's just being stupid. I'm talking about the simple, everyday, easy-to-do things in life.
Like running away from your fans when they come to talk to you?
Yeah, but
like when you walk by somebody in a hall, and it's just you two.
You say hi.
You say hello.
But the difference between...
Give him the head nod.
The difference is, Andy, it's when it's...
Sport. Cheap. That's attitude, right?
Sport.
But what makes the real good person is not when it's easy to do and convenient. It's
when
it's
nobody's
not
looking.
Easy to do.
Well, I do it all the time, so when is it not convenient?
I'm sorry, but
how
jumping,
is it
jumping a turnstile?
That's bad.
That's not easy to do and convenient.
No, I'm saying...
That's just common
decency.
When
is it hard to hold the door open? It's the door is the same weight every day.
That's what I'm saying.
It's never hard. I mean, I'm not saying you really have to go out of your way. You let a person go in line, you do this, you merge, or whatever, it's easy.
Tell you what really gets on my nerves with that regard to that is when you're on the road and you have the right of way and you like if you let somebody go on the road and you know wave them through and they don't even acknowledge that you let them through.
Well, that's a Seinfeld episode. He's looking for the wave. It was a whole episode of wanted the wave back
of
and
not
he didn't
funniest.
Get it.
But it's true.
I
hate, isn't it? Isn't it?
Like,
I hate when you let
you
somebody
flash your
go,
lights or you do something,
and there's
you
like
wave,
a line
honk,
of traffic,
you
and you're sort of waiting because you know there's a line of traffic. So instead of pulling up to the guy in front of you,
you
leave
back
space
up,
so the car can take
get
say
out.
The left off
exactly.
the side street.
Right.
And then there's like three cars, and all of a sudden there's three of them in front of you. So now there's like you're blocking traffic on the other side. You're the jackass that's causing problems on your side. I all I was doing was letting the guy go, and the two behind them had to
take advantage. I get annoyed with that stuff.
Mine is when you're at the stop sign and somebody like pulls up fast and then gives you the go ahead to go. Like they wave you. Yeah, thanks. I was here first. I'm gonna go. I don't need you to wave me on. I was waiting here, making sure you're gonna stop, a-hole.
All right. Well, that'll be it.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
it.
That's gonna be it.
It's 2 o'clock. I got things to do.
Really?
We're very
really
busy here, but we will be back Thursday with another edition, maybe another 9 free agent picks. We who knows? We'll see you then.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.